all kinds of stuff. But Chick, I just can't imagine him ever being a racist. That wasn't his M.O. And of course, that's only implied. Paul Westhead, who won the, who coached the Lakers. Yeah. Oh, they make him look like an idiot, and I've spent many hours interviewing him. He's no idiot at all. He's a basketball lifer, and they portray him as this guy quoting all this Shakespeare. Paul Westhead obviously taught some Shakespeare. He was a basketball coach at LaSalle. He was not primarily an English instructor or a Shakespeare instructor. He taught a course in it. But the thing is, they have taken one little time where he mentioned Shakespeare, and the players, did not like it. And they've blown that up into making him look like a fool. And so probably Paul Westhead has every bit the reason to complain that Jerry West does. The one thing you've pointed out here, we should say, as the Ringer pointed out, the website, this thing is going to be like The Crown. The Crown on Netflix has, run 6 or 7 seasons, and it's a slow-moving look at the English royalty. Well, American royalty is the Lakers, and they're going to do this stuff for 6, 7 more seasons.
Hey, Roland, can you hang on for another segment? We're up against the break here.
Oh, sure, sure.
We've got a million more questions for you about Jerry West in this winning time series. Dave Smith and the Dave Smith Show right here at Sports Map Radio at sportsmapradio.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-847-1362. That's 800-847-1362. 800-487-1362.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-858-6811. 800-858-6811.
800-858-6811. That's 800-858-6811.
This is the Dave Smith Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Dave Smith.
Well, Celtics up 9 with around 6 minutes to go, and if they can hang on here, this will effectively end the New Jersey the Brooklyn Nets season, and I believe the coaching career of Steve Nash, at least with the Nets. It's the Dave Smith and the Dave Smith Show here at Sports Map Radio, sportsmapradio.com. Back out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. What do home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive. Kind enough to hang in there for another segment with us. It is the great author, Roland Lazenby. Jerry West, the life and legend of a basketball icon. The show, that is the Bible. If you're a Lakers fan, that's you got to go get a copy of that. And, of course, the books on Michael Jordan and Tom Brady and Johnny Unitas and Phil Jackson, just a library of great works. And now he's working on one on Magic Johnson that's coming out in 2023. Roland Lazenby, thanks for hanging in there with us, Roland.
Oh, Dave, that's great. You know, The whole issue about winning time, it's a cartoon based on very loosely, very recklessly on the Lakers. And the cartoonish elements of it are funny, and the fans love that. But if you're a basketball purist, a basketball lifer, boy, you can get upset at the liberties they take. Yeah. But there are things about it. You know, they had a guy obviously plays Magic. Looks, it's a fair facsimile. And then they had a dead ringer for Larry Bird they brought in.
And Kareem.
and Kareem, too. So these things, as far as cartoons go, some people find it a hoot.
I've always heard that Jerry West did not want Magic Johnson. He wanted Sidney Moncrief in that 79 draft, and that's a lot of people I know in the NBA and people even in the Lakers organization have said he was overruled by Dr. Buss and he was overruled by Bill Sherman on that one. He wanted Moncrief, and in the series they go into great detail about how ticked off Jerry was and he broke a window. He was so upset, but this week he said, that's a lie. I was always going to take Magic. That was a rumor started up that's not true. Magic was the pick from day one. So do you know what the truth is in that?
Well, Jerry told me in Dallas in 1990, I did about a three-hour interview with him in his hotel room. He was down there scouting Eldon Campbell. And he told me that he had really serious doubts about Magic and where he would play, and Jerry wasn't alone in any of that. Dr. Jack Ramsey, who was Jack McKinney's boss at Portland, told Jack McKinney, you'll never make a point guard of that guy. And all the broadcasters from the Final Four thought that both Larry Bird and Magic Johnson would be NBA flops. The Lakers already had a primo young point guard in Norm Nixon. And Bill Sharman, of course, is such a gentleman. But Jerry told me in a recorded interview that he just didn't see. He wondered where Magic was going to play in the NBA. And if you think about it, if you got Jack Kent Cook or Jerry Buss at the time, one of the other things is it appears that Jerry Buss was this guy driving all the whole mojo of the Lakers. He obviously was a guy interested in sports and getting into sports, but he didn't know beans about basketball, and he was heavily dependent on Sharman and West, the people who could advise him. And Jack Kent Cook, he didn't care. He was thinking Magic would be good, but those were marketing answers. Those were not basketball answers. And Sidney Moncrief was the other option. I will say this, that when Jerry told me that and I wrote about it, I myself caught a lot of heat for that. You know, the Lakers, the Lakers public relations department and ownership, and even the media in Los Angeles have been protective of Jerry for so long. And Jerry is an icon. He is somebody revered. He's the logo of the league. But when you talk with Jerry, he will tell you things. And he explained to me in 1990 why he did not have a clear picture of where Magic would play, and he had reservations. But Jerry was just the consultant; he wasn't the decider. In 1979,
if he had his way, would he have taken Moncrief if he made the call?
I think most basketball people would have taken Moncrief. Moncrief could score. Moncrief's a hell of a player, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
That would have been, considering what the Lakers had, the bigger issue for the Lakers was power forwards and people to play in the front court with Kareem. And, of course, as it worked out, Magic Johnson played an awful lot of power forward when he played alongside Norm Nixon. And they began using Michael Cooper in their lineups more and more that first championship season. Now, that didn't mean that Magic Johnson didn't do his thing, but he wasn't always the designated point guard by any stretch. As Paul Westhead explained more and more and more down the stretch that 1980 season, he played Magic at forward.
Roland, boy, you would know, having written the show and being a Lakers historian here, when Norm Nixon was traded for Byron Scott in 1983, it was always the assumption here that was not made for basketball reasons, because Nixon, I think, certainly was a better player than Byron Scott. He did more things. But the word was that Jerry West and the Lakers front office suspected Norm of being a drug user, and they hired a team of private investigators to follow him around in the offseason, and the investigators came back with a report at the end, and then the trade was made. How true is that story?
Well, I will tell you all the things I know about it. First of all, the great Pete Newell, who was the Lakers GM in the late 70s and through a lot of the mid-70s, too, said that cocaine abuse had gotten so bad on the roster that he had hired an off-duty vice detective from L.A., to track players who were using coke. And that became a practice of the Lakers front office. If you remember, the NBA was awash in cocaine and all kinds of drug usage. As Pete Newell told me, it was just ridiculous what was going on in all the hotels after games. And so that was not a policy Jerry West created, but there was a belief that Norm Nixon was probably one of those guys partying with coke. And as the Lakers had been doing long before Jerry West went into management, I'm sure they did have an off-duty detective from the vice squad tracing Norm Nixon. I will tell you this. Jerry told me personally in 2008 that one of the most difficult decisions he ever made was to trade Norm Nixon. The Lakers had this incredible backcourt, and Norm Nixon and his wife hated Jerry West forever for that. This is what Jerry West told me. He said, they will never, ever, ever forgive me for this trade. But Jerry said, the basketball reason I made the trade was that Byron Scott was going to be that shooter. Byron Scott was not a ball-dominant player. He did not have to have the ball to do what he did. And that Magic obviously was born to have the ball in his hands and to run the show as a point guard. Norm Nixon had been useful for those first few seasons in playing alongside Magic. They were sort of alternated as point guards according to the situation. I do think that the facts perhaps bear that out. You can pick around in them, but of course, after that, the Lakers went on to win three more championships with Magic as their point guard, and and Byron Scott is the off guard. But Jerry West,
wouldn't they have won those three anyway with Nixon? He was still a young guy. And they might have won one in 84. I mean, that might have cost them a title.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
Very pleasant good evening to you. And indeed, it's a very pleasant evening right here at Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators are getting set against, well, they've got a team that's given them a tough time the last couple of nights. El Paso, that's San Diego's AAA team. And they're on top for tonight for Game 5 of a six-game series. The Aviators won the first two games. El Paso won the last two, including last night's 5-2 win. It looked like the Aviators had a comeback in them on Thursday night when they were down 6-3 in the ninth and lost 6-5 with a tying and winning runs on base. And last night, down 5-0, got to within 5-2 before the game ended. So tonight, in the fifth game, this is Finn the Bat Dog t-shirt night, by the way. First 2,000 fans getting those shirts. A lot of folks already here. And it's a very pleasant night. A little breezy. Certainly the heat is not here yet. But gorgeous blue skies, and it should be a fine, fine evening for a game. Las Vegas with right-hander Colin Wiles. He from the Midwest, one win, one loss, a 5.73 ERA against lefty Luke Westfall, who has no record in two games, one start, a 3.6 ERA for El Paso. Tomorrow, matinee at 12.05 to wrap up the series, but not the homestand, because after Monday, the Tacoma Rainiers will be here Tuesday to start a six-game series as the homestand will continue. Las Vegas manager Fran Reardon is our pregame guest, and I'll have that conversation for you next right after these commercial words.
Greetings, mortals. I am Point Stephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com, official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering Burt M. burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Aviator One requesting authorization for Taco Tuesday.
This week, your Las Vegas Aviators continue their back-to-back homestand as we battle the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. On Tuesday, let's fiesta with the Reyes de Plata. On Wednesday, it's Bark in the Park, sponsored by Subaru of Las Vegas. Enjoy $2 beers on Thursday. Then, the Aviators hit it out of the park on Friday and Saturday night, plus a day game on Sunday. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Las Vegas Aviators skipper Fran Reardon joining us on today's edition of the pregame show.
Aviators taking on El Paso. Rubber game of a six-game series, and it'll be concluding with a matinee tomorrow. It should be a beautiful day, as it should be a beautiful evening tonight. Fran, let's start with Luis Barrera, who in the first couple of weeks has shown a lot of improvement over last year. What are some of the reasons why in your mind?
Well, I think Luis has been more focused. I think he's more dialed into what he's looking for at the plate, and he's shown some power early in the season with two walk-off home runs so far and a bunch of doubles and a couple of triples. So I think when you have his kind of talent and you actually go into your at-bats with a plan every time, you see the results of that plan, and Luis has done a great job so far.
It looks like he's been a lot more patient as well. Do you feel that too?
Yeah, that's always been one of the knocks on his game. He's too aggressive because he has great bat-to-ball skills and he can hit a lot of pitches, but we're trying to make sure that he's getting his pitch that he can do damage on and drive the baseball, and he's really bought in and done a really nice job.
Nate Mondu, one of the great surprises last year, off to another good start this year. In what way is he building upon last year's success?
Well, I think last year gave him a lot of confidence, and that confidence kind of carried over to this year in spring training. He's started the season really well. He's having good at-bats. He's hitting left-handed pitching, right-handed pitching. He's just a good hitter and a good overall baseball player, and I think the confidence that he got from last year's campaign really went a long way for him.
The team's had several guys called up, and some of them have done some nice things in the big leagues in the early going so far. What sort of impression does that make on you?
Well, it makes me really happy because we obviously spend a lot of time with these guys, and you know, to see guys go up like Nicky Allen, and he had a double today, made some nice defensive plays. Mickey McDonald got his first taste of action, Christian Lopes as well. Drew Jackson, he's had a little bit of playing time since he's gone up, and pitching has contributed as well up there. Sam Selman threw the ball really, really well last night for them and gave them some zeros. And Zach Lowe picked up his first major league win with an inning and a third the other night. So just to see those guys from Las Vegas go up and make a positive contribution, I can tell you it's not only good for the players, but it's great for the staff members because we just want to see those guys succeed.
Fran Rudin joining us. Fran, tonight's starter, Colin Wiles, pitched well against Reno, struggled somewhat against Salt Lake. What are you seeing out of him?
He's a competitor. You know, his last start against Salt Lake, we made four errors behind him, and he just kept on going. Next pitch, never showed any emotion, just kept competing and was able to give us five. He's a strike thrower. His stuff plays up because he really knows what he's doing. He uses the edges. He changes eye levels. And he's built up to go 90, 100 pitches. So we look forward to great things from Colin.
Fran, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Anytime, Russ.
Fran Rudin joining us, back with the starting lineups coming up next right after this.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here.
I held on to those.
And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
Oh, these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need new wiper blades? Not sure which ones to buy? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your specific car and even install them for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus earn double O Rewards points. There's no better time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
House of Go-Go. Pre-game show continues from Las Vegas Ballpark. The visiting El Paso team, well, they have the same record as Las Vegas. 8-8 Managed by Jared Sandberg, El Paso is the top affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Leading off at third base will be Eggy Rosario. Hitting in the third, the second slot, that is the designated hitter, Taylor Colway. In the third position, right fielder Nomar Mazara. Batting cleanup at first base tonight, Adeline Rodriguez. In the fifth slot is the left fielder, that's Trace Thompson. Batting in the sixth position, shortstop C.J. Inoosa. Batting seventh and cashing is Brett Sullivan. Hitting eighth in center field, Luis Liberato. And batting ninth at second base, Matthew Batten. On the mound, lefty Luke Westfall. Westfall with a no record in two games, one start, and an ERA of 3.6 thus far in the early part of the year. Later on, Matt Neverett will join us, and Matt was in touch with one of the fellows who's been tight with one of the teams that Westfall used to pitch for, so we'll get some more insight there. Westfall, 6'3", 230 pounders, 32 years old, from Clintonville, Wisconsin, was with El Paso last year. Now, the starting lineup for the home team, Las Vegas Aviators. The Oakland Athletics AAA affiliate, and they're managed by Fran Reardon, and we appreciate Fran's time on as our guest in the pregame show this evening. For Las Vegas, also 8-8, leading off in right field, Luis Barrera. Batting second in center field is Ramon Laureano. Laureano's on a rehab assignment from the parent Oakland A's. Hitting third at shortstop is Vimal Machin. The cleanup man is catcher Shay Langeliers. Hitting fifth at first base, Eric Thames. In the sixth spot, the designated hitter, Jermis Garcia. Batting seventh in left field, Dalton Kelly. Hitting eighth at second base, Nate Mondu. And batting ninth at third base tonight for Las Vegas is Marty Bikina. On the mound, righty Colin Wiles. Overland Park, Kansas native, 1-1 with a 5.73 ERA. Once again, well, the El Paso lineup top to bottom, Rosario, Colway, and Mazara. Then the middle three, Rodriguez, Thompson, and Inoosa. By the way, Trace Thompson's father, Michael, former NBA player, is here tonight. And the bottom three, Sullivan, Liberato, and Batten. With Westfall pitching, spelling it W-E-S-T-P-H-A-L. Now, for the Aviators, again, their lineup top to bottom, Barrera, Laureano, who will play seven innings in center field as part of his rehab tonight, and Machin batting third. The middle three, Langeliers, Thames, and Garcia, and the lower portion, Kelly, Mondu, and Marty Bikina. Daytime baseball tomorrow, as the series will wrap up at 12:05. Should be a beautiful day tomorrow. That's what the weatherman's telling us now. 11:50 pregame tomorrow morning on AM 920, Raider Nation Radio. And Zach Logue, who got a win the other night with a nice inning and a third outstanding outing for Oakland in relief. And that'll be tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll step aside and get the starting lineups and get the ball game going next after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
So pleased you could join us on a Saturday night at Las Vegas Ballpark. And again, the homestand will continue with it. Again, the finale of this series tomorrow at 12:05. Monday is a day off, and then the Tacoma Rainiers. Seattle's AAA team comes in Tuesday for 6. And then the next road trip for Las Vegas will be going to Sacramento after that. All right. Well, what do we have here? We have Colin Wiles, W-I-L-E-S. Colin makes his home in Stillwell, Kansas. He's 6'4", 190. He'll be 28 on the 30th of May. The Texas Rangers drafted him in the first round, a compensation pick 10 years ago at a Blue Valley West High School in Kansas. He spent quite a bit of time at AA Frisco in their organization. And last year, he was elsewhere. He had, for the first time in his career, he was not in their organization. He had gone to Round Rock. And the Texas Rangers had him. And he had a 4.190 ERA and a 7-2 record overall. Wiles said that he had a commitment for a baseball scholarship at Vanderbilt. But he was selected by Texas with the 53rd overall pick. And so off he went into the professional ranks. So the Rangers had him, and Oakland signed him. Recently, a little over a month ago, fastball, curve, changeup, his main three, and the tall righty ready his first pitch. Rosario swings at the first pitch, fastball at 90 miles an hour, fouls it back, strike one, and we're underway. 0-1, Eggy, E-G-U-Y, looks like E-Guy. Eggy, Rosario. 72 degrees at game time. Very, very light breeze. Not the flag's not moving much at all. And the right-hand-handing Rosario takes down and away. One ball and one strike on Eggy Rosario. So, here we are. Game 5 of a 6-gamer. And you just have to wonder what these teams will do for an encore, splitting the first four. There's a pop-up on the right side. Going out into shallow right to try to get it is Mondu. And he makes a one-handed catch near his left shoulder. One down for Taylor Colway. We'll check Las Vegas on the defensive side of things coming into tonight. The Aviators with Eric Thames at first. Nate Mondu at second. Bimal Machine at short. Marty Bikina at third. Dalton Kelly in left. Ramon Laureano in center. In right, Luis Barrera. And Shea Langeliers catching for Colin Wiles. Here's the left-handed hitting DH Taylor Colway. He looks at a pitch down and in, ball one at 91 miles an hour. 1-1 on Taylor Colway. Colway batted sixth last night. 1-for-4 with an RBI single and a run scored. He's 4-for-12 in the series with 4 walks. Patient hitter. Takes one down low. Ball two. 2 balls and no strikes on Taylor Colway. Colin Wiles. Kind of a clean, repeatable delivery. And generally good command of his pitches. Here's the 2-0 on the way to Colway. Left hand hitting DH, and he takes it high. So now it's 3-0 with Nomar Mazara on deck. Wiles, a 10-year pro, and he's been pretty durable. He's had a couple of times when he's been on the shelf with injuries, but nothing serious. Here now is the 3-0 on the way to Colway, and that's down low. So a four-pitch walk. And Colway, I mentioned that he's patient. That's the fifth walk he's drawn in the series. One on and one out, and here's Nomar Mazara. So you have a couple of former Texas Rangers going at it here. Mazara, of course, as recently as 2017, drove in 101 runs in the big leagues. Mazara now, he'll be 27 in 3 days. From Santo Domingo in the Dominican, 6'4", 224. Wiles had a good start here, beating Reno in his Las Vegas Aviator debut, the opening series of the year. There's a hard ground ball to the right for a base hit. Colway going to second base and stopping as Barrera fires it back into Marty Bikina. And a one-out walk and a single. And so and Mazar really ambushed that first pitch and hit it hard. Two on, one out for the right-handed hitting powerful first baseman, Adeline Rodriguez.
Batting fourth, the first baseman.
Give it a quartet of umpires for this one. On the plate tonight, Alex Tosi. First base ump, Chris Marco. Tom West at second. Charlie Ramos, who was behind the plate last night, moves over to third. Adeline Rodriguez climbing in. Top of the first, just underway. Tall righty Colin Wiles gets set in the pitch. That cuts down low. Cutter at 87. Ball one, 1-0. So Wiles' most recent start was in Salt Lake, but he pitched better, and you may have heard Fran Ridden discussing this in the pregame show, better than the numbers would indicate. The Aviators made four errors in that game, costing him five earned runs. There's a high foul back into the play, 1-1. Five unearned runs. He was charged with five earned and five unearned. But, you know, your team makes errors like that behind you, and you got to throw extra pitches and all that good stuff. Then we'll see how things pan out from here. One ball to one strike. Rodriguez hitting 179, three homers, but he leads the team with 12 RBIs. Infield looking for two. High fly ball to left field, playable. Dalton Kelly in medium depth left, moves in a few steps and makes the catch. Here are two outs. And that brings up the number five hitter in the El Paso order tonight. That's Trace Thompson. Thompson, who hit a two-run home run that broke the scoreless tie last night in the fifth inning off Jared Koenig, ended up going 2-for-4, has homered twice in the series. And he's 5-for-10 in the series. His dad, Michael, former player in the NBA, is here tonight watching him. Trace, right-handed batter, open stance, two on, two out, top of the first, Wiles delivers. And it's a called strike near the inside corner, fastball at 90 miles an hour. Thompson overall on the year, 318. His seven home runs are second in the league to Matt Davidson. He has 14 RBIs. So I mentioned Rodriguez has 12. He's actually second on the team in RBIs. Thompson with 14. The next one's a strike. Thompson trying to hold up, and a pitch was in there. 0-2. Colway at second. Mazar at first. Two down in the top of the first inning. Colin Wiles peers in at Shea Langeliers. Colway leads off second base. Outfield straightaway, medium depth. Infield well spread out all over. Here's the 0-2. Fastball up high, 91 miles an hour on the letters, thinking that he might chase. One ball and two strikes on Trace Thompson. Wiles wearing 31, squinting in at Langeliers. Now he brings his hands together right in front of his chest. And the 1-2 pitch to Thompson. Breaking ball in the dirt. They appeal on the check swing down at first. No swing, confirms Chris Marco. Ball two. It's gone from 0-2 to 2-2 with Colway, who walked at second base. Mazzara, who singled at first, and two down in the top of the first inning. Wiles, right foot on the rubber, checking signs now. And a few fans still coming in. Nice crowd tonight on a gorgeous evening. Here's the 2-2 stretch with two on and two out. There's a liner out over short, and it's going to be caught by Bimal Machin, who is gauging the flight of the ball. Backing up, reached up, and got it. And Wiles is out of trouble. No runs, one hit. No errors, and two men left. And now, at the end of half an inning of play, the score. It is El Paso nothing, Las Vegas against Luke Westfall. Coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need new wiper blades? Not sure which ones to buy? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your specific car and even install them for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus earn double O rewards points. There's no better time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, You'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. Okay, here we go. Luke Westfall on the mound for El Paso, and we're getting set to start in the bottom of the first. El Paso threatened with a couple of base runners in the top of the first off Colin Wiles, did not score, and the southpaw Westfall facing Luis Barrera to start things off, and the first pitch moves him off the plate inside, a fastball at 89, ball one. One ball to no strikes on Luis Barrera. Westfall has pitched five innings this year. No record of 3.6 ERA. He has walked two, struck out seven, and he's trying to follow suit. Fastball over the top, down low, below the knees at 91, 2-0. What do I mean by follow suit? Well, last night's starter for El Paso, Ryan Wetters, four innings plus of shutout ball. Took him 83 pitches, but he looked very good and looked like he was in pretty good command the whole time. Here's the 2-0 on the way to Barrera. Luis, 6 for 19 in the series, and that one skips in low. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Luis Barrera, 364. Two homers, both walk-off home runs. One in this ballpark against Reno and one in the opener this series. That was Tuesday when Las Vegas won the opener 9-7. Here's the pitch. Up and in. Four-pitch walk to Luis Barrera. Well, that's one thing that both manager Fran Reardon and hitting coach Brian McCarn have said. Barrera, who is a very aggressive type, has shown a lot more patience this year. And that brings up Ramon Liriano. Liriano was, if you've been following, he was suspended for 80 games last August for testing positive for a PED. So he's back now, and he'll be with the team until at least the 8th of May. Breaking ball, high ball, 1-0. Laureano, who's got significant power and a tremendous throwing arm, standing in there now. One ball to no strikes. Westfall has missed with his first five pitches. Barrera, a short lead off first. The pitch to the right hitting Laureano, and that fastball's high again, 2-0. He's missed with six in a row. Ramon Laureano, 5'11", 200-pounder, 27 years old. The Astros had him first. They traded him to Oakland in 2017. Hit 246 with 14 homers and 39 RBIs last year for the Athletics, and also stole a dozen bases. Westfall looks in at his catcher, Sullivan, and the 2-0. Breaking ball, high fly ball to left field toward the line, angling toward the corner is Thompson. He's got it about 10 feet into fair territory and fires a good one-hop strike over to Matthew Batten at the bag, keeping Barrera at first. So Laureano lofts one down the left field line, one out, and here's Vimel Machin, and there's Finn the Bat Dog. El Paso defensively. Adeline Rodriguez at first, Matthew Batten at second, C.J. Inoosa at short, Peggy Rosario at third, Trace Thompson in left, Luis Liberato in center, Nomar Mazara in right, Brett Sullivan catching Vimael Machin. Machin at 326, a homer, which happened in this series a couple of nights ago, eight RBIs, and the breaking ball snaps in there for a strike at 83 miles an hour. 0-1 on Machin, having a strong series, 8 out of 17. Including the double, that home run I mentioned. And seven of his eight RBIs this year have come in this series against El Paso. Herrera goes. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Throw to second base, and he is called out. Herrera tried to get his left hand in. Pretty good throw by Sullivan, a little high. Inosa took the throw, slapped the tag on him. We're watching in the replay. Very close, but he's out. That is a 2-6 on the caught stealing. Tried to get his hand in there for the tag, and by a whisker, he's out. So Luis had two steals. That's the first time he's been caught this year. The pitch is high and outside, 1-2 on Vimal Machin. Aviators limited last night to just two runs. In fact, they were shut out until the eighth inning. Only had seven hits. And for his part, Machin was 2-for-4. And there's strike three on an off-speed breaking ball at 82 miles an hour. And the inning is over. For the Aviators, nothing across. And at the end of one, El Paso and Las Vegas are scoreless.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah, and the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Philly Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Clearwater Revival taking us to the second inning. No score here. Nice crowd tonight. Well over 7,000 last night. 7,000 for one of the other games, and about 5,000. That was the smallest crowd we've had so far in this series. Here is C.J. Inosa, the right-handed hitting El Paso shortstop against Colin Wiles. High fly ball hit to pretty deep right center. Going back, Laureano, but he's got room, and he makes a one-handed catch angling toward right center. Oh, one pitch and one out. Inosa came in at 255. And the batter, Brett Sullivan.
Number 16.
The Hash House to Go-Go scoreboard. We'll have the Ted Weems trivia question. That'll baffle you with one tonight. And Brett Sullivan climbing in. Sullivan, one of four catchers. It's really unusual on the El Paso roster. Luis Camposano, Juan Fernandez, and Webster Rivas are all on the roster. Here now is Sullivan, and he looks at a strike. Fastball at 89 miles an hour. 0-1. Sullivan, for his part, 6-1, 195. He's 28 from Stockton and went to the University of Pacific. Was at Durham last year. There's a chopper foul outside first. It's an 0-2 count on the left-handed hitting Brett Sullivan. Sullivan did not see action in last night's game. Facing Colin Wiles for the first time. One out, nobody on. Top of the second, no score. There's a soft liner behind the mound. And out at the bag at second, it's Bikina to field and throw and get him. That looked like a wiffle ball hit. A soft dunker that fell on the grass. And Bikina, who was playing third, was near the bag at second because of the shift. Charged the ball, made a clean pick, and threw him out. So even though the ball is hit almost to the bag at second, it goes in the books as a 5-3 because of the shift. Two outs.
Liberato.
Luis Liberato stepping up now. Luis had the night off yesterday. Wiles delivers. Slow breaking ball. That one twists in there for a strike at 74 miles an hour. Pretty pitch. 0-1. Liberato, 188, two homers, three batted in. The pitch is up and in. Fastball, 1-1. Third baseman, Bikina, both feet on the grass. And he's the only man on that left side. Liberato, left-handed batter, waiting on Wiles, who looks in, has the sign from Langoliers. The 1-1 is a soft liner in the left. That is a base hit. 86-mile-an-hour pitch, and he just served it out there. That is the second El Paso hit. And it keeps the inning alive for the number nine hitter, Matthew Batten.
Batting number two. Second baseman, Matthew Batten.
Batten, who runs well, was the leadoff man last night. Went 0 for 4 with a walk and a run batted in. 2 for 12 in the series. And Batten hitting 308 for the year. No homers, 8 batted in. Right-hander batter swings at a first-pitch fastball, fouls it back, strike one, 0-1. Matthew Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N, from Shelton, Connecticut. He'll be 27 in June. One of the returning players from last year's El Paso team. Go to first, and back in there is Liberato. In a way, it's kind of unfortunate when they made the changes in the league that Las Vegas is no longer in the same division as El Paso. These two teams have had some epic battles when they were in the same division the last several years, vying for the top spot. Here's the 0-1 on the way. Foul back out of play, 0-2. And the PCL West, where Las Vegas is, it's the Aviators, Salt Lake, Reno, Sacramento, and Tacoma. In the East, Oklahoma City, Round Rock, El Paso, and Albuquerque, and Sugar Land. That's how it's set up. 0-2 on Matthew Batten. Liberato off first, top of the second, no score. Thames straddles the bag there, bending at the knees and the pitch. Ground ball to short, to his right to gobble it up as Machin. From one knee, he flips to Mondu. 46-4 force out on Liberato. Batten hits into the force play to end the inning. In the El Paso second, no runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave one. And at the end of an inning and a half, there is no score.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Friends, Russ Langer here, bottom of the second, Las Vegas ballpark. Beautiful evening. And there's no score. Well, Las Vegas out the middle of the order up against Luke Westfall, who struck out Bimal Machin swinging to end the first. So it's the 4-5 and 6 hitters. And Langoliers looks at a fastball that cuts over the heart of the plate, strike 1-1-1. Mazzara ran his hit streak to 6 games with his single. And now Langoliers, who's 8 for 17 in the series, standing in. Shea at 313, 4 homers, 10 batted in. Strong right-handed batter waiting. And a breaking ball fouled at the plate. 0-2. A slider at 84. Luke Westfall has had time in Indy ball. This year he made, as I said, two appearances, one start for El Paso. Just five innings. That's it. Langeliers, who has doubled twice and homered in the series, waiting. And that off-speed pitch drifts in low. 1-2. Eric Thames waiting his turn on deck. Westfall stares in. Sullivan offers a low target and the pitch. High foul back into the play. 1-2. Matt Neverett has a few tidbits on Mr. Westfall. Westfall, what do you have for us?
Well, Westfall, a guy out of UW-Oshkosh Division III school in Wisconsin. That stint in indie ball that he's coming off of now is actually his second stint in independent ball. Played 2 years for the Gateway Grizzlies out of school before being signed as an undrafted free agent. And had a chance to speak with one of my good buddies, Kendrick Fruits, who's the broadcaster for the High Point Rockers in the Atlantic League. And he mentioned some of the obvious things about Westfall, that he's not going to necessarily light up any radar guns, but a great off-the-field guy and locates his off-speed pitches especially well.
And here's the 2-2 to Langeliers. A drive deep down the left field line, but it's hooking foul and well back out of play. The count remains 2-2. On Langeliers. Thanks, Matt. Eric Thames waits his turn on deck. Then Dermise Garcia. Matt will be along a little bit later on as well. 2-2 to count on Langeliers. Native Texan waiting on Westfall in the pitch. High foul back into the play. And it remains 2-2 on Shea Langeliers. The El Paso Chihuahuas. Of course, for many years, El Paso was a double-A team in the Texas League. They were the Diablos. Here's the 2-2 coming to Langeliers now. High fly the opposite way. Right field side, peeling back out of play on a lower level of seating. Still 2-2. No score, bottom of the second. Had a chance to work in that league for a couple of years, Texas League. And El Paso, for many years, played at the place called Dudley Field. And then they moved into Cohen Stadium in the early 90s. Fastball low and in, 3-2. And I guarantee you, with all due respect to the other ballparks, those old days at Dudley and even at Cohen, no one could envision the kind of beautiful ballpark they would one day build in downtown El Paso. It's a great place. 3-2, try to hold up on a low pitch. The appeal, strike three down at first, says Chris Marco. So Langeliers try to hold up on that off-speed pitch. And we have the benefit of the TV replay. It was close, but he's out. And two strikeouts for Westfall. And the batter's Eric Thames. Oh, the Aviators winning the first two games of the series, 9-7 and 12-5. And El Paso winning 6-5, and then last night 5-2 to get even. Thames tried to hold up on a curveball. He checked his swing. They appealed at third, and Charlie Ramos spread his arms out, palms flat. Ball one. Fran Reardon, our pregame guest, the Las Vegas manager, coaching at third. Jason Hart, the navy blue jacket on, coaching at first. The pitch, that's down the middle at the knees for a strike at 93. 1-1 on Eric Thames. Eric, 261, two homers and eight batted in. And he's working on an eight-game hitting streak coming in. Here's the 1-1 on the way. And fastball's too low this time. Ball two, 94 miles an hour, 2-1. Eric in the series, 4 out of 12 with a double and a run batted in. And waiting now on Luke Westfall. There's a one hopper that's backhanded behind the bag. The throw to first is in time. And there are two outs. That's a well hit ball right there. There to flag it was CJ Inosa, the shortstop. Was playing up the middle, and that positioning paid off that time. That prevented the first Aviator hit. It's the first solid contact they've made. So Thames hits it hard, but he's out. Now Dermise Garcia comes up. Dermise is DHing in this game, hitting 270, two homers, five RBIs. He had two homers in one of the games in the series earlier. There's a strike, 0-1. All right-handed hitter out of the Yankee organization. And last night, Dermise 0 for 4 with a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. Here's the pitch. There's a liner in a right center. There's the first Aviator hit. Rayfield Mazar trots over to pick it up and get it back in. So Garcia has 7 hits in the series now in 15 at-bats. He got off to a slow start this year, but has really picked it up in this series. And the batter's Dalton Kelly. No score in the bottom of the second. Dalton Kelly's getting set to step up right now. Kelly from Redding, California. 244 hitter at AAA Durham last year in the Tampa organization. Fastball swing and a miss, strike one. Although he did hit 27 home runs and he stole 17 bases in 20 tries. He's 27, 6'3", 198. Kelly trying to get it going this year, hitting 195. No homers, 2 batted in. The pitch. Trying to hold up on a low outside pitch, but he went too far around, says plate ump Alex Tosi. It's 0-2 on Dalton Kelly. Garcia steps off first base now. Dusk is here. Gorgeous night, but anything hit high in the air for the next little while could be tricky. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, it's knocked down by Sullivan, who takes the mask off, keeps the ball close. 1-2 on Dalton Kelly. Nick Allen had a double today. We had on pregame Fran Reardon discussing him and some of the other former Aviators now in the big leagues at Oakland. Miguel Romero cleared waivers. He's back in the fold now in the Aviator bullpen. The 1-2, and that's fastball high, ball two. 2-2. Sam Selman, who had been up, also sent back as the Aviators and Oakland involved in a number of roster moves. 2-2 on Dalton Kelly. Garcia, a couple of steps off first, held on by Adeline Rodriguez. The left-hander Westfall comes home. Breaking ball up high, slider. 3-2 on Dalton Kelly. Throw it a full count and 2 down. Garcia will move on this one. Westfall 31 pitches, 17 strikes, and we've got 2 outs in the bottom of the second with no score. There goes Garcia. Fastball swung on and tipped into Sullivan's mitt. Strike 3, 92 mile an hour heat, and he got Kelly. Kelly now 3 for 13 in the series with 6 strikeouts. No runs for Las Vegas in the bottom of the second. 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left, and at the end of 2, there's no score.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You've heard all about the Purple mattresses. They're really, and this word gets tossed around a lot, but it fits here, they're revolutionary. The GelFlex Grid System offers the perfect combination of sleep-inducing, comfort-enhancing, and pressure-relieving support. And it stays the perfect temperature all night long. The mattresses are amazing. The pillows are amazing. Even the sheets are amazing. And right now, during the Purple Spring Refresh, save up to $700 on the Purple Sleep System. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios Club Level Seats and Suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Friends, taste the gold rush with the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger at Carl's Jr. for just $3.49. Bite into crisp bacon, melting cheese, 2 char-broiled beef patties adorned in sweet and tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double stars on any purchase. Carl's Jr. Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Top of the third, no score. Colin Wiles looking at the top theater, starting with Eggy Rosario hitting 194. And the first pitch, that one bends in there for a strike. Nice little finesse pitch. He flipped in there at 74 miles an hour, 0-1. Rosario opening in by popping out to second baseman Nate Mondu. He fouls a off-speed pitch back with a one-handed cut. It's an 0-2 count now. Rosario, 3-for-17 in the series. Young man from Juan Beron in the Dominican. Pitch in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on Iggy Rosario. So for Wiles, first two innings, no runs, two hits, a walk. No strikeouts. Top of the order here. Following Rosario will be Taylor Colway and then Nomar Mazara. No score, top of the third. Wiles delivers. And it's a swing and a foul tip into the middle of Langoliers at 89 miles an hour. There's his first strikeout. One out, and the batter, Taylor Colway. Well, congratulations to Miguel Cabrera. He joined an elite club, recording his 3,000th career hit with a single off Antonio Senzatella of the Rockies. He's only the seventh player in big league history with 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. That's quite a group. Slow curve, strike on the inside corner, 0-1 to Colway, who walked his first time up on four pitches. 0-1 the count. Three infielders to the right of second. Only Bimal Machin's on the left side. He's essentially playing shortstop. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way. Colway lines one foul to the right, hooking back out of play. Look out over there. 0-2. Our Ted Weins trivia question related to the Cabrera achievement. How many of those other guys can you name who finished with 3,000 hits and 500 home runs? There are six others. And it's 0-2. And I will just tell you this. One of them is still active. All right. And one of them is a switch hitter, or was. Here's the pitch. Bounding ball toward Machin. He charges, backhands, throws, and gets him. Bimal double clutched and got his man. Going to 6-3. Colway, the slow grounder. Two outs, and Nomar Mazara comes up. We'll have the answer to the Ted Weins trivia question coming up shortly. But Miguel Cabrera, you know, he's just, ever since he broke in, he's been a force of nature at the plate. Just about the moment he entered the league. It's still quite a presence. And this is his 20th season. He's a career 310 hitter, Miguel Cabrera. There's Mazara. He singled a right on the ground. The pitch is high, ball one. 1-0. Cabrera has led the big leagues in hitting four times. He hit over 320 for 5 years straight at one point. The 2012 AL MVP. Triple crown. Fastball up and in. 2-0. When he won the triple crown, it was the first time in 45 years. The oddity there, it was Carl Yastrzemski in 1967 for the Red Sox. And you only had to go back 1 year for the last triple crown winner. 1966, Frank Robinson of Baltimore. But then after that, 45 years. And then Cabrera. Pitch inside. 3-0 now. Seven Silver Slugger Awards. And remember, he was with the Marlins when they won the whole thing in 03, upsetting the Yankees. Here's the 3-0. A strike. 3-1. Yeah. Marlins were heavy underdogs in 03, but they had Josh Beckett, Brad Penny, and they had just enough of what they needed to win that World Series. Here's the 3-1. Chop for foul toward the first base dugout, and it's a 3-2 count on Nomar Mazara. And as you would consider, and as you would expect, here's a 3-2. Fouled away, still 3-2. Cabrera's accomplishment was celebrated by some of the biggest names in baseball via Twitter, and elsewhere, Mike Trout, Marcus Stroman, among them. Here's the 3-2. Chopper wide of first, backing up is Thames. He has it. A little overhand toss over to Wiles covering. It's a 3-1 put out. Mazara is out. And the inning is over. So, Colin Wiles has retired 8 of the last 9 hitters he's faced. He's getting more balls hit on the ground, which is a good sign for him. At the end of 2.5, here at Las Vegas Ballpark, El Paso, and the Aviators have no score.
Love seats, download the app. Download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Love seats, share the love. Love seats.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories to help make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of Truck Month. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
El Paso and the Aviators, no score. Well, it's fitting that these teams have split four games because they've split everything. El Paso's 8-8. Las Vegas is 8-8. Here's Nate Mondu. Luke Westfall's fastball jumps in there for a strike at 91 miles an hour. 0-1 on Nate Mondu, hitting .323. No homers in 9 batted in. Nate has hit safely in 6 in a row. 1-for-4 last night with a single. The pitch down and away. Ball 1. 1-1. Nate, 6 out of 15 in the series. The number 9 hitter, Marty Pekina, next. And then Luis Barrera in the bottom of inning number 3. Ted Wiens trivia. There's a drive toward right center, but right there is Mazzara to flag it. And there's one out. But it really had him played right. For a lot of hitters, that ball's in the gap. But they're playing Mondu toward right center. At least Mazzara, the right fielder, was. And he's able to make that catch rather easily. Here's Marty Pekina. All right, the Ted Wiens trivia question. Today, Miguel Cabrera joined the 3,000 hit club. And only 6 guys other than Cabrera have had 3,000 or more hits and 500 or more home runs, as Cabrera has had. The active guys, Albert Pujols. The switch hitters, Eddie Murray. Pitches a strike. 0-1. And the others, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Rafael Palmeiro, and Alex Rodriguez. There you go. Marty Pekina trying to get going. 1-for-10 in this series with a home run, and he swings and doesn't get that one, and it's 0-2. But again, to repeat, congratulations to Miguel Cabrera. I mean, just the way the game is now, players don't generally play 20 years. Kind of money and everything, you don't have to play that long. It's an accomplishment like 3,000 hits. It's increasingly rare. Pitch is low. 1-2 on Marty Pekina. Luis Barrera is on deck. That's why you're not likely to see any more 300-game winners for a while. There's another example. Here's the 1-2 on the way. And Pekina sends that one foul to the right out of play. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. No score, bottom of the third. Then you have other individual accomplishments for a single season. That because of various changes in the way things go operationally in baseball these days, you are not likely to see again 30 wins in a year. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the right again. 1-2. Danny McClain, the last to do it for Detroit, 1968. The last left-hander to do it was Lefty Grove, 1930, for the Philadelphia Athletics. But, you know, 1971, Baltimore had 420 game winners. Forget it. Don't hold your time. Here's the pitch, a little high. Don't hold your breath, that is, waiting for that to happen again. not with a five-man rotation. Two balls and two strikes on Marty Bikina. On deck, Luis Barrera. No score, home half of the third. And a pitch. That one just missed. 3-2. Wade Boggs didn't have enough home runs to join that club, but he's one of the only players where his 3,000th hit was actually a home run. Marty Bikina waiting, and a 3-2. He fouls that one back out of play. He's really battling here. No score, bottom of the third. I'm trying to remember the name of the player. This goes way, way, way back. Not Cap Anson, but somebody from shortly after that. Who, of course, I think he was the first to get 3,000 hits. I'll have to look it up to get the player's name. Here's the 3-2 to Marty Bikina. He hits a line drive in his center. That is a base hit. On one hop to get it is Liberato. An excellent at-bat. That is Marty Bikina's best at-bat of the year. The second Vegas hit. That was a rope. It's his second hit of the series. And it brings up Barrera, who walked and was caught stealing in the first. Anyway, I will do some research and try to come up with that name for you. But there was an old-timer who came into a game with 2,999 hits. And he hit a ball that took a tricky hop past the infielder, went into the outfield. He got to first base. And he looked up at the press box and waved his arm saying, "Don't give me a hit." He told the official scorekeeper, "Please, don't give me a hit. I want my 3,000th hit to be a clean hit, not a hit like that." Fly ball to center, and minus his cap, Liberato squeezes it. And there are two outs. And the batter, Ramon Liriano. I don't think... Matt's guessing Napoleon LaJoie. I don't think it was him, but I'll look it up and try to get that for you. But it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. Two outs for Liriano, who on a 2-0 pitch lofted a fly ball to the left field foul line, and Trace Thompson hauled it in at fair ground. Throw to first base, and Bikina back in. Ramon Liriano. Identical line scores in the early going here. No runs, two hits, no errors. The bottom of the third. Last night, we had a scoreless game into the fifth, and El Paso eventually grabbed the decision 5-2. The pitch foul back. Fastball. Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. One strike on Liriano. Bikina leads off first, held on there by Rodriguez in the pitch. Fastball strike toward the inside corner. It's 0-2, 93 miles an hour, right on the edge. Good pitch there by Luke Westfall. Liriano. Waiting, throw to first, and back in there scrambling in is Bikina. Avery's did not take batting practice today, but Liriano was in the cage downstairs in the Aviators clubhouse, taking some hacks there, trying to get sharp for this one. Again, he's going to play seven innings in this game, then get pulled. Here's the 0-2. Down and away. One ball and two strikes to count. Liriano batting right-handed. Tapping his right shoulder with that bat as he waits on Westfall. Fastball, a little chopper back to Westfall. He's got this one. Turns and lobs it to first base, and that's the inning. So Liriano 0 for 2. In the bottom of the third for the Aviators. No runs, one hit, the Bikina single, one left. We head to the fourth inning, and there's no score.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'm about to change your life with one word. Ready? Purple. Purple mattresses are unlike anything you've ever slept on. Purple's breathable GelFlex grid construction lets you sleep softly but firmly, supports with flexibility. There's absolutely nothing like it out there. Your shoulders will love it. Your back will love it. Your hips will love it. You'll love it. And right now at Best Mattress, get up to a $200 instant gift with the purchase of any Purple mattress. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Steiner's, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Welcome back, friends. First pitch of the fourth inning from Colin Wiles, fouled away by Adeline Rodriguez, who flat out to left his first time up. We're going to talk a little bit about some of these players we mentioned with Miguel Cabrera. 3,000 hit today, over 500 home runs. Only six others have done it. Here's the 0-1. Rodriguez takes it a little bit up and away. One ball to one strike. Wiles has retired eight of the last nine. He's walked one. He has struck out one, allowed singles to Nomar Mazara and Luis Liberato. The 1-1, and Rodriguez hits a bounding ball toward third, charged by Bikino, who juggles and throws too late. We'll see how they scored at. Bikino had to charge hard, then he juggled, and it's going to go as an infield hit. And if he gets it cleanly, he likely gets the out. But, again, he charged hard, and so Rodriguez is going to be credited with an infield hit leading off the El Paso fourth. That's just their third hit. And Trace Thompson comes up now. And once again, we've got Mr. Matt Neverett with us when we've got the makings of a similar game to last night so far.
Very much so. Great pitching duel between Wiles and Westfall. A lot of ground balls between the pair of them.
High pop-up. Foul ground. First base. Thames near the dugout. Thames makes the catch. He had one step to spare. And Thompson with that foul out is 0 for 2. Play by Thames. CJ Inosa comes up. We're talking during the break about some of these players. And Willie Mays, of course, 3,000 hits. And he hit 660 home runs, even though he missed a couple of years due to military service. I'm sure you've seen all the highlight reel stuff, Matt.
Yeah, he's one of those guys like Williams and DiMaggio. What would the numbers look like minus heading out to war?
There's a good slow curve in for a strike. 76 miles an hour, 0-1 in. So 0 for 1 fly to center, opening up the second. Top of the fourth, no score here. Game 5 of a 6-gamer. Here's the 0-1. Look, Wiles, a chest-high set and throws. Another breaking ball. That one just low. That was close. One ball and one strike to count. I had a chance to see him, not just on TV, but in person, and just everything that everybody ever said he was. Just fun to watch. So much fun. Here's the 1-1. That's a strike. 1-2. Had a chance to meet and interview Henry Aaron. Met him multiple times, and he's my all-time guy. And I was telling you this story, Matt. I'll share this with the audience. When I was with the Dodgers AAA team in Albuquerque, the pitching coach a couple of years was Claude Osteen. Pitched many years in the big leagues. There's a fly ball to right center. The right fielder, Barrera, moving in. He's got it. And there are two outs. Brett Sullivan comes up. And, Claude said that they were going over the Braves hitters before a series, Dodgers-Braves series. And they're saying, oh, how do we pitch Orlando Cepeda? How do we pitch Sonny Jackson? How do we pitch Felix Mian? Then Henry Aaron's name came up. How do we pitch him? Dead silence in the entire clubhouse. Finally, somebody said, try to make sure there's nobody on when he hits it out. Here's Sullivan, grounded out to third, his first time up. Here's the pitch. He swings at a fastball, fouls it back, strike one. And it's 0-1. Eddie Murray, the only switch hitter on the list. And again, a model of consistency, like you just have to be if you're going to get on a list like that. Rafael Palmeiro, Al Pujols still around. And Alex Rodriguez, 0-1. Wiles, set and throws. That one's high. 1-1. Who was your favorite player growing up, Matt?
Growing up, it was Ted Williams. Raised in a Red Sox family, so read a lot about Teddy Ballgame. And once I got a little bit older, started playing the middle infield, it was Dustin Pedroia. But Ted Williams, an all-time baseball hero of mine.
There's a good knee-high strike, and the count is 1-2, 85 miles an hour. Steered it right in there.
Williams, a guy who would be on this 3,000 hit list had he not left to serve his country, as not just in the reserves, but as a fighter pilot, and by all accounts, a very, very good one.
World War II and Korea. Here's the 1-2 on the way. There's a fly ball to left center, and it's Kelly, the left fielder, to get into the alleyway and make the catch. More discussion about all of this after the break. Meanwhile, the pitcher's duel continues. El Paso, a leadoff single by Rodriguez and nothing else. No runs a hit, no errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark, and there's no score.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Along with Matt Nevrett, Russ Langer, bottom of the fourth here. Good crowd tonight. Maybe the best crowd we've had thus far on the homestand. No score. B-Mal Machin, Shea Langeliers, and Eric Thames. Coming up, 3, 4, and 5 hitters against Luke Westfall. Funny, Matt, you're talking about how Ted Williams, your all-time favorite. Not, I give you a lot of credit because not many people under the age of 20, I'm sorry, 30, would make that selection, Red Sox fan or not. So that's to your credit. Here's the pitch to Machin now of Luke Westfall, and it's in the dirt. That Brett Sullivan, kind of an awkward block of that ball. Ball one, 1-0.
You mentioned the four catchers on the roster. We've really only seen Sullivan and Campusano. Almost makes you wonder why they carry four. Because realistically, Campusano should be playing, you know, four out of every six games behind the plate as a top prospect in the organization. Webster, Rivas, and Juan Fernandez have not seen any playing time yet here in this series and really on the year.
Here's an 0-1 to V-Mail Machin, lefty on lefty. Breaking a big chopper to second. Backing up for a better hop is Batten, and he throws to first. That's the luxury of playing on the right side of the infield with a shorter throw. You can back up like that. Batten showing some fancy footwork going back on the outfield grass, and Machin, who struck out his first time up, bounces out. Oh, one out for Shea Langeliers, who struck out trying to check his swing in the second inning. Yeah, Williams hit 521 home runs, and if he doesn't miss those 5 years, he easily could be a 700 home run guy. Kind of power he had. Here now is Langoliers facing Luke Westfall. Overhand curve, swung on and chopped foul to the backstop, strike one, 0-1.
It's always funny to see the picture of 19-year-old Ted Williams making his professional debut in San Diego and just seeing this long, wiry kid that would go on to blast 500-plus home runs in the major leagues. Just shows the difference of how the game is played today versus back then.
The 0-1. Bounding ball over the mound to the left of second, charged by the shortstop in Osa near the bag. He throws and gets him. A little bounding ball. Two outs for Thames, who had a hard ground ball up the middle, but the shortstop in Osa was there to plug it up and make the play. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fourth, and no score. And everybody talks about the shift. Well, that's just about the original shift right there. And Ted Williams, he concentrated on hitting the ball hard. Didn't care where they were playing him, and he got his hits. Oh, yeah. Thames waiting on Westfall, a left-hander's pitch. Good breaking ball. Swung on a miss, strike one.
Well, the shift makes Miguel Cabrera's 3,000 hit club entry that much more impressive, because with the shift and defensive metrics taking away a lot of base hits from guys, he did it in the era where that really started. Makes it all that more impressive.
The 0-1. Thames hits a fly ball to left field and deep, but Thompson has a play. Now he actually comes in for it to make the catch. Thompson started out, then he saw that the ball was slicing and sinking, so he came in. And this pitcher's duel continues here as Luke Westfall has retired 7 of the last 8 that he's faced. And we've got 4 innings complete, heading to the 5th inning at Las Vegas Ballpark, and there is no score.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, 1 week, or 1 year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing. Really.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Nothing solved yet. 0-0. Last night it was 0-0 into the fifth. 0-0 again into the fifth. And for your fifth inning play-by-play, here's Matt Neverett.
Much appreciated, Russ. Luis Liberato in from the left side to lead it off against Colin Wiles, who hasn't allowed a run on 3 hits surrendered. The right-hander will deal out of the full line. Liberato pushes a bunt down the third base side, but it'll roll foul. They were shifted to the first base side against him with Bikina flipped over the other side of the bag, and Machine all alone on the left, thankful that that one was pushed a bit too far by Liberato as he falls behind, nothing and one. They're going to continue the shift on the right side, but Machine in on the cut of the infield grass. Only infielder on the left side as Wiles takes the sign from Langoliers and fires on 0-1. This one's hit up in the air, out of play down the third base side. Liberato behind, no balls and 2 strikes here in his second plate appearance. Singled and was cut down up the middle on a fielder's choice hit into by the on-deck batter, Matthew Batten. Batten, the number 9 hitter in the lineup, will bat second in the inning with leadoff man Iggy Rosario hitting third. 0-2 pitch to Liberato just off the outside. Wiles tried to drift a changeup out there, but good watch on 0-2. Slightly closed-off stance for Liberato. Average up to 212 after his second inning single. He'll take that fading pitch outside again. The count goes 2-2. Action in the pen for the visiting Chihuahuas with Kyle Tyler. Right-hander wearing number 54 getting loose. Luke Westfall so far so good in four innings of work. Pitch count at 54 for the starting pitcher. Wiles deals up and away. This time the fastball that misses high into the outside. And the count goes full at 3-2 to Liberato. With Batten awaiting on deck. And the shift on the right side of the infield. Wiles takes the pitch. Here's the 3-2 payoff delivery. Liberato takes a call. Strike three. Slider moving across the plate froze him. And Wiles begins the fifth with his second strikeout of the night. Liberato down on strikes as that'll bring in Matt Batten at the bottom of the lineup. Now, Batten had batted towards the top in every game out of the prior three that he had appeared in the set. Now batting at the bottom almost as a wraparound in the nine hole. Following up the Liberato backwards K by watching the first pitch outside on the slider. Batten tapped into an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice up the middle back in the second. Open stance from the right as the right-hander Wiles deals on 1-0. He swings, hits a soft grounder through the right side of the infield. Nate Mondu is shaded towards second base and was running into shallow right center field behind it. So Batten at the bottom of the lineup records his 17th hit of the year, keeping his batting average over 300. One on and one down. Flipping the lineup back around to the top, here's Eggy Rosario.
Number 29, the third baseman, Eggy Rosario.
Rosario making his second start at the top of the lineup here in game 5 out of 6. So he'll take a changeup outside, call for ball one. Rosario popped out to Mondu to get the game started. And then struck out swinging in the third. One of now two strikeouts for Wiles. Looking to get a ground ball off the bat of the third baseman who's in from the right. 1-0 pitch missing outside yet again. Look to be the slider for Wiles. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. A four-pitch mix for the Kansas-born right-hander. Thames holding Batten on at first. Still no runs either way. It's a 0-0 score on the top of inning number 5. Rosario fouls a fastball straight back. 2-2 to the leadoff man. Taylor Colway awaits on deck. Had a chance. Well, we were taking a look at the 3,000 Hit Club members. Kind of go through the 3,000 Hit Club Wikipedia page, which is a wealth of knowledge. Off of first is Batten. They're going to fire over there as Wiles a bit late. Batten back in head first and safely. Of course, Jeter, A-Rod, and Wade Boggs, the only three members of the 3,000 Hit Club to do it on a home run, but there are two that have done it on a triple. Their 3,000th hit was a three-bagger. Both within the last 20-something years as this one's hit up in the air. Foul and out of play down the first base side. Count goes 2-2 to Rosario. In fact, the two of them, 20 years apart exactly. The most recent of the two was Ichiro, who hit a triple while he was a member of the Marlins in 2016 for his 3,000th hit out of 3,089. As Rosario rolls over a ground ball to the left side. Grabbed by Marty Bikina at the corner. Feed to Mondu at second is in time. The throw to Thames is low. Can't be picked out. Good job backing up by Shea Langeliers to keep Rosario from advancing any further. Batten retired 5-4 in the fielder's choice with Rosario replacing him at first base. That'll bring up Taylor Colway with runner on first and two down. And the other 3,000 Hit Club member who had his 3,000th hit on a triple was Paul Molitor. At the end of the year, September 16th, 1996. Molitor the Mauler. So here's Taylor Colway, left-handed batting designated hitter tonight, who will watch a first pitch fastball just inside. Call for a ball. Colway walked in the first, rounded out to short for the middle out of a 1-2-3 third inning. Wiles working out of the stretch with a three-man shift on the right side behind him. Coley takes a breaking pitch in the dirt. Call for ball two. So the right-hander continues to get loose for El Paso in their bullpen. With Kyle Tyler possibly coming in after four scoreless innings from Luke Westfall. Wiles comes set, snaps a throw to first. Back in head first and safely is Rosario. He replaced Matthew Batten on first. After Batten singled, Rosario, ground ball chopped to third. Third baseman Bikinas flipped over on the other side of the bag in the shift. Machina, the shortstop alignment. Colway takes a 2-0 heater right down Broadway for a called strike one. It's a definite benefit of having Marty Bikina as versatile as he is in the field. Can play left field, third base. Has made some outstanding plays since garnering a lot of the playing time here in this series. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Colway drowns it to the right side. Grabbed by Bikina on the first base side of the bag. He'll make a lightly lofted toss to first in time. Score that one 5-3 with the shift. And no runs on a hit. And a runner left on base for El Paso in the top of the fifth inning. Aviators coming to bat in the home half of the fifth. Dermis Garcia to lead it off. We are still tied at zero here in Las Vegas Ballpark.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hi, Matt Nevert along with Russ Langer. Today's action brought to you by America First Credit Union. As of Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable customer service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved today. A new arm takes the hill for El Paso. Right-hander Kyle Tyler, wearing number 54, replaces Luke Westfall after four innings. Tyler, a 40-man roster member, standing 6'1", 230 pounds. Out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the former Oklahoma Sooner up against Dermis Garcia. Aviators designated hitter to lead it off, and they're going to call an auto ball on Tyler before he can throw his first pitch. I say he was taking too much time around the mound, and the pitch clock enforced. As his first pitch is outside to Garcia. Tyler replacing Westfall, who threw four scoreless innings, giving up two hits and walking a batter, but striking out three over 54 pitches, 35 of which were for strikes. As Tyler misses low, and after throwing two pitches, it's a three-ball, no-strike count to Garcia. Westfall lowered his ERA from 3-6 to 2-flat through his four scoreless innings. Didn't toss long enough to qualify for a win, and the bats didn't back him up anyway. As the 3-0 is outside, call for ball four. So Garcia takes a three-pitch walk. Tyler called for a pitch clock violation before we could throw the first offering. A go-ahead run on first base in the form of Dermis Garcia with no outs. That'll bring in Dalton Kelly, who struck out swinging to end the second. Far on the year, Tyler in two appearances has given up four earned runs and has retired three batters exactly. That fastball's in for his strikes at Dalton Kelly as the right-on-left matchup begins. Nothing and one. 0-1 with an ERA of 36. After he did not record an out the other day. Here's his 0-1 slider that stays low to Kelly to even up the count. Tossed back on Wednesday afternoon. Tyler was saddled with the loss after giving up four runs without recording an out on three walks and a base hit against him. As his pitch down low to Kelly is called for ball two. That's a fastball at 92 on the radar gun. Tyler was sterling in his first outing of the year back on the 17th at home against Oklahoma City. A scoreless inning of work, including a strikeout. Kelly checks the swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire Alex Tosi. Kelly offering up at a curveball in the dirt. So the count goes even at 2-2 against the Aviators left fielder with Nate Mondu awaiting on deck. Garcia held on by Rodriguez at first. 2-2 pitch out of the stretch is grounded to Rodriguez. First baseman's throw to second is in time. The shortstop, Hinojosa, lofts one to the pitcher, Tyler, covering a 3-6-1 double play. Wipes out the leadoff walk and will bring up Nate Mondu with two outs and nobody on. How quickly an inning can turn. And a great play by Adelin Rodriguez. One of the tougher plays in baseball is the first baseman having to start the twin killing. Hinojosa showing why on the back end, because you don't necessarily know who's covering first base. In that instance, it was Kyle Tyler. Great job in his PFPs, pitcher fielding practice that every pitcher does. As Mondu takes inside for a called strike, that fastball at the knees, 91 on the radar gun. Tyler working quickly. Mondu swings and lines one in the air to center field. Playable for Liberato as the El Paso center fielder reaches up and makes the catch over the head. So after the leadoff walk, a double play and a flyout later, all of a sudden the Aviators down in order for the third time in five innings tonight. We've played five full. No one scored a run. Omar Mazzara leads off the sixth when we return to Las Vegas Ballpark.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine. Wicked fast approval, super fast approval. The Loan Approval Machine will process your entire loan in minutes, then instantly fund your account. Experience the future of short-term lending at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Still no score as Colin Wiles begins his sixth inning on the mound. And back with the play-by-play is Russ Langer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Matt Neverett. So, we haven't solved anything yet. Top of the sixth, no score. Wiles throws a fastball a little bit inside, ball one to Mazzara. Mazzara lifted his hitting streak to six games with a sharp ground ball single right on a first pitch fastball in the first. Then pulled another one on the ground, Eric Thames, resulting in a 3-1 putout. Thames has another chance. Ground ball to him. He hangs it in the air for Wiles coming over. It's another 3-1 putout. Mazzara 1-for-3, one out. The batter, Adelin Rodriguez. Four hits for El Paso. Two for the Aviators. We're in the top of the sixth at one out. Later on, we'll get the announced attendance, but tell you now, great crowd, and hopefully you'll join us tomorrow, the matinee, to close out what has been a very interesting series. And but you know, the Aviators split 6 with Reno. Split 6 in Salt Lake. Pitch foul back, 0-1. And they've split 4 with El Paso. And so if most of the Aviators games, win or lose, have been close. And we hope you join us tomorrow when Zach Logue pitches for Las Vegas at 12:05. Here's the pitch. It's a little bit inside, 1-1. It's just, you know, no one knows until everything gets started, but it's got all the makings of a good finale. Here's the 1-1 on the way to Rodriguez, and he drives one to deep right center, racing over his Barrera, and Luis reaches and can't get it. The ball goes to the 380 sign. Rodriguez jogs into second base with a one-out stand-up double, and he's 2-for-3. He extended his arms and drove it that way. Barrera reached and couldn't get it. The ball bounced once off the warning track and hit the fence in front of the El Paso bullpen. Breeze blowing in at the moment, which is not common here. And it's 5 hits for El Paso. And with one out and Rodriguez at second, here's Thompson. Soft line out to short, and then he fouled out to Thames at first. El Paso gets more activity in the bullpen. Tyler Higgins, a righty, is throwing. Michigan native. Here's the stretch. And a pitch to Thompson, and he swings and misses at that pitch. Strike one. 0-1 is the count. Ash House of Go-Go school board. Ninth inning. Arizona leads the Mets 5-2. Mets start off 11-4. They're trailing here. Eighth inning. Dodgers and Padres 2-2 in San Diego. Padres batting in the bottom of the eighth. Good breaking ball. Just missed. That one narrowly missed. One ball and one strike. Each team with 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. And now when Dodgers 10-3, Padres 9-6 coming in. Seventh inning, Baltimore 5, the Angels 4 in Anaheim. This will be a 1-1 to Thompson. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed breaking ball. Breaking away from him. 1-2. Seattle batting in the bottom of the fifth, leading Kansas City 5-4. Earlier, the Giants ran their record at 10-5 behind Alex Wood. They beat the Nationals 5-2. The 1-2 to Trace Thompson, and now Weil steps off and fakes a throw. Scrambling back to the bag is Rodriguez. Mondu got to the bag, but no throw. 1-2 is the count. Want to take a step away from Rodriguez right there in a scoreless tie. Yankees walked off. Gleyber Torres got the game-winning hit in the bottom of the ninth inning as they beat Cleveland 5-4. Pitch outside, 2-2. That was the good news. The bad news is, unfortunately, some of the Cleveland players had a lot of items thrown at them from some of the fans in the stands at Yankee Stadium, including some heavy items. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. Here's the 2-2 to Thompson, and that's a swing and a miss. Well, Wiles stayed away from the fastball and got his second strikeout. 2 outs with Rodriguez at second. No score top of the sixth. And a batter, C.J. Inoosa. Tigers had some fun today.
The shortstop, C.J.
Detroit Inoosa racked up 20 hits and rolled past the Rockies 13-0. And we told you that out of those 20 hits, the biggest one, Miguel Cabrera, career hit number 3,000. Pitches a strike. That was a 1-of-2, the makeup game. The Rockies beat the Tigers 3-2. So the Tigers in the doubleheader outscored the Rockies 15-3, yet it was a split. Spin those numbers any which way. Here's the 0-1 now on the way to C.J. Inoosa. Wiles throws. Fastball down and away at 90. It's 1-1.
You knew that one way or another Miguel Cabrera was going to get number 3,000, sitting at 2999, entering into a twin bill.
He could have done it at Wrigley, where the Cubs had 23 hits and steamrolled the Pirates 21-0. Pirates had 3 hits. Here now is the pitch. And down low, 2-1. Minnesota beat the White Sox 9-2. Milwaukee topped the Phillies 5-3. Texas blanked Oakland 2-0. Cardinals beat the Reds 5-0. Daniel Hudson in the middle of that one. Toronto beat the Astros 3-2. In 10 innings, Tampa took care of the Red Sox 3-2. Only 5 hits in that game. Tampa with 3 of them, and the Marlins outlasted the Braves in Atlanta 9-7. The pitch just outside. 3-1 on CJ and Osa.
That game between Boston and Tampa, not sure if you saw it. The Red Sox were no hit through 9 innings. They didn't have a hit until the 10th. And it was just Kevin Kiermaier walking it off on a home run.
Here is the 3-1 on the way to CJ and Osa. And he takes the fastball a bit upstairs. That's just the second walk allowed by Wiles. 2-on, 2-out. Wiles now, if you're wondering, 85 pitches, 53 strikes. And the Aviators, no one throwing in the bullpen yet, but there's a couple of guys up off the bench.
The catcher number 16.
Here is Brett Sullivan. Just to go back to discussing Sullivan. Ted Williams, everybody talks about the last 400 hitter, 1941. He hit 406. To me, his single most impressive year maybe wasn't that year. I believe it was 1957 when at the age of 38 or 39, he hit 388. I mean, the pitch foul back, strike one. How many infield hits could he possibly have had at that age, having fought in two wars coming in?
And he had knee problems anyway. Not quite as bad as a notable Yankee outfielder. Of course, talking about Mickey Mantle. But Williams, yeah, just stroking the ball at the ripe old age of 38. He's not out legging any infield bunt singles.
Here in the 0-1. Oh, stepping off is Wiles, and again, he cocked his arm, but Rodriguez back at the bag at second base. This time, Pequeno was kind of bird-dogging him a little bit. No score. Top of the sixth. Wiles has thrown well, trying to keep it at 0-0. Rodriguez, who doubled with one out at second. Inosa at first with two down. Here's an 0-1 to Brett Sullivan, and he swings and sends a high foul off to the left out of play. Fastball at 89. Looked like it was on the inner half. Final score just came rolled in out of Phoenix. Diamondbacks beat the Mets 5-2. Castellanos, the winner over Williams. 0-2 on Brett Sullivan. Wiles, next pitch will be his 88th. He's thrown 55 strikes, 32 balls. Two on, two out. And the pitch. Slow curve, swung on, missed, strike three. And a triumphant Wiles. Did a little strut off the mound that time. That's a beautiful pitch for his third strikeout. And it may very well be his last hitter as he's pushing 90 pitches. Excellent job by Wiles. No runs, one hit. No errors, two left. We now go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still 0-0.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories to help make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of Truck Month. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Back, we head now to the bottom of the sixth, 0-0. Boy, last night seemed unusual, 0-0 into the fifth before El Paso got two and won the game 5-2. This time, bottom of the sixth with no score. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett. Kyle Tyler goes one inning, no runs or hits, a walk and nothing else. Luke Westfall, the lefty, went the first five innings. And Westfall, 54 pitches, 35 strikes, and that's it. That doesn't sound like much, except for one thing. Pitch from Higgins, strike on the inside corner, 0-1 to Marty Bakina. Remember, Westfall struggled out of the starting gate. First six pitches were balls, and then he turned it around and did a really good job. I mean, no one's gotten past first base yet. For the Aviators, Pequina looks at another strike, and the count is 0-2.
And, of course, we are here early in the season. Starting pitcher's not necessarily stretched out. The only inning that Westfall didn't have a runner on against him was his final frame in the fourth.
Pitch misses, and it's 1-2.
He really had a runner on in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and then nobody in the fourth. There really wasn't a ton of traffic against him, but he got stronger as he went along, something that'll bode well for him the rest of the year.
And the breaking ball spins in low. Two balls and two strikes the count. For Tyler Higgins, it's the second time he's pitched in the series. Tuesday, the opener. He's the one who gave up the walk-off two-run home run to Luis Barrera after Nate Mondu had singled. 7-7 tie at the time. Pitch low. So another good at-bat so far by Pequina. Marty's one for one. He lined a single to center after a lengthy at-bat in the third, battling Westfall, and he's battling Higgins from 0-2 to 3-2. Higgins delivers. Fastball foul back. Get a good swing at that one. Tyler Higgins, 6'3", 215 pounds. Just yesterday, he turned 31 from Alma, Michigan, Lansing Community College. Signed as a free agent a month ago. Here's the 3-2. Pequina hits a ground ball in the third base side foul, bounding ball. It's still 3-2. Marty Pequina trying to pick things up a little bit after a slow start, but he's homered in the series. And had that hard single earlier this evening. Higgins 0-1 with a 4.05 ER. This is his sixth appearance, and he throws a good off-speed pitch, and Pequina swings and misses, strikes out, and as he walks away, he asks Alex Tosi, did I swing at a strike? He is 1-for-2, one out, no score. Bottom of the sixth, top of the order, Luis Barrera coming up for Higgins. 6 2/3 innings. He's given up one walk and struck out, well, three before that strike out of Pequina. And now the rematch. Barrera ended the game on Tuesday with a home run off of Higgins. And now up again, 0-0, bottom six, the pitch. That's a strike at 92 miles an hour, 0-1.
Tell you what, that is a bold move by Higgins. That was the pitch that Barrera took out, the fastball low and inside. And Barrera, with the advanced approach here in year two with the Aviators, takes it.
Big swing and a miss. That pitch had some good cut and tilt on it at 85 miles an hour, 0-2.
And then, of course, comes back and spins him one, and Barrera looked like he was trying to drive that one all the way to Fremont Street beyond the right field fence.
Luis has walked and been caught stealing and flied out to center. He lines one down the left field line. Fair. Headed toward the corner. It hits the low retaining wall, so Thompson has to chase it. And Barrera hustles into second base with a one-out stand-up double.
It's the sixth twin bill of the year for Luis Barrera. And at least to my memory, at least three of them have been that exact same thing. Just the fastball that he flips the other way. His sixth double of the year is going to tie him for the league's lead, at least heading into the night.
Last night, Luis was hitless. He broke a nine-game hitting streak. So now with that double, he's hit safely in 10 out of 11. And the batter is Ramon Laureano, the rehabbing right-handed hitting outfielder playing center field. He's flat out and grounded out. Likely to be his last at bat tonight. As I said, pitch is low ball one. Fran Rudin saying he'll play seven. Not likely to play tomorrow. The next time he plays, he will DH. Tomorrow, of course, the day game at 12:05. Three hits for Las Vegas, the pitch. Laureano takes it low. Ball two, 2-0, Tyler Higgins.
Just looking out towards the Aviators bullpen beyond the right field fence. 6'8" righty Gabe Klobosits getting loose.
2-0. Laureano waiting, and the 2-0 on the way. Line drive in a deep center field. Liberato going back. He's got a play. Makes the catch. Tagging at second is Barrera. He's going to third. He slides in there. Laureano lines out to center deep enough to get Barrera over to third. And with two outs, the batter, Bimal Machin, who's 0-for-2. He struck out and grounded out. Coming into the inning, the Aviators, no one passed first. And they got Barrera third with two down.
A couple of pretty good pieces for Ramon Laureano tonight. It's likely going to finish 0-for-3 with his final at-bat likely coming here in the sixth inning. But a pair of flyouts, including that one, which sounded like it had some real pop off the bat. Just didn't quite hit it on a line enough, that thing kind of looping towards the end. The little tap out back to the pitcher in the third inning. So Laureano and his first game since last summer. He's going to finish 0-for-3, but he did put the ball in play three times, so he's at least seeing it well early on.
Machin has struck out and hit a chopper to the second baseman, Batten, against the starter, Westfall. Now he's facing Tyler Higgins. Right-hander delivers. Fastball swung on and tipped into the mitt of Sullivan. So he challenged Barrera on the first pitch and got a strike, and eventually Luis doubled, and now he challenged Machin, and BML hitting 313. Not able to catch up to it. The one-strike stretch by Higgins in the pitch. A ground ball to second, to his left, a boot ball is Batten. He picks it up and flips it to first, not in time. Scoring is Barrera, and Las Vegas breaks the ice. It's 1-0 Vegas in the bottom of the sixth.
Hey, sometimes it is better to be lucky. As Machin hit that one to the left of the second baseman, Batten. He's been a sure-handed fielder throughout the set. And they're going to give Barrera a single there on a ball that he did hit well, that Batten misplayed. But as you mentioned, Barrera scoring from third, and the Aviators with the game's first run. You knew in a scoreless tie entering the sixth that we were going to get a weird one to get it started.
So Machin with his ninth hit of the series. The pitch is ball one to Shea Langeliers. Wasn't so much the way the ball was hit. I think it was because Batten was, he had to field it right by the lip of the outfield grass. And that could have played a role. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. 1-1 on Langeliers, who has struck out and hit a chopper to the shortstop in Oso. Those at-bats were against Westfall. So the Aviators finally break through. 1-0 Las Vegas leading in the bottom of the sixth. Machin only a couple steps off the bag, and Langeliers pulls one foul outside third. One ball and two strikes the count. Higgins worked that ninth inning on Tuesday. Bondue singled. Mickey McDonald, who was here at the time, fouled out, and the Barrera sent everybody home with a home run. Langeliers was on deck. Now Shea's in the batter's box. The 1-2 look. Fastball low at 93. 2-2 on Shea Langeliers. The updated average, 300 on the nose. Four homers, 10 batted in. Eric Thames on deck. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth. Machin held on by Rodriguez. Pitch is low. 3-2. Machin will be off and moving on this one. Cash House will go score. Seventh inning. Sacramento 5, Oklahoma City 1. Looking out at the Pacific Coast League. We already updated you on the big leagues. We'll update everything on the postgame show as well. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 6-2 earlier. The pitch is a called third strike toward the outside corner. Langeliers with several words of protest to Alex Tosi. And he's still talking to him as he slowly walks away. And the inning is over. The Aviators do break through with a run on two hits, no errors, and one left. Now we go to the seventh inning. Into the seventh inning. It's Las Vegas 1, El Paso nothing.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/PowerShift.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com or sign up at any station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
All right, welcome back. Here we go to the seventh inning. 1-0 Las Vegas. Just finishing up the Hash House of Go-Go scores in the PCL. Reno beats Salt Lake 5-4. Home run by Camden Duzenak helped them win that one. And Sugarland beat Tacoma 4-2 in Tacoma. All right, here we go. The new pitcher, Gabe Klobosits. Here's the pitch on the way. Down low, ball one. A sparkling effort by Colin Wiles, who, because of the run that Las Vegas scored a moment ago in the bottom of the sixth, could win the game. He's the pitcher of record now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. He came in 1-1. Klobosits facing the 8-9-1 El Paso hitters in the top of the seventh inning. Third baseman Bikina to the right of second. Machin is the shortstop, but he's playing way in on the grass. And the pitch. A late swing and a miss and a 92-mile-an-hour fastball by Liberato. One ball and two strikes is the count. Liberato against Wiles, a soft single to left, and also struck out looking. Gabe Klobosits just picked up on waivers from the Washington Nationals. Big man. Fastball high at 92. Two balls and two strikes. How big? 6'8", 255 pounds. Hello. He's 26. He'll be 27th on the 16th of May. Katy, Texas. Gabe Klobosits. Fastball foul back. Still 2-2. Well, what a job by Colin Wiles. Six innings, no runs, five hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. 88 pitches, 54 strikes for Wiles. Here's the 2-2 to Liberato, and he rolls one foul toward the first base on deck circle. Again, Wiles, six innings of shutout ball, scattering five singles, pair of walks and four strikeouts, four of them. Here's the 2-2. That's a bounding ball foul to the same spot. First base on deck circle. 2-2 is the count now. Klobosits fastball 91 to 93 generally. Slider. Fastball inside at 93. 3-2 now. And he has a split finger pitch. Here is the 3-2 on the way. Klobosits throws. High fouled off to the left out of play. Still 3-2. 1-0 Las Vegas. We're in the seventh inning. Klobosits pitched two nights ago, the game that El Paso won 6-5, and he absorbed the loss. There's a ground ball to the right side. Bikina moves over and picks it up and throws him out. So Bikina, again, the third baseman playing to the right of second on the shift with a left-handed hitter up. So it goes in the books as a 5-3 because of the shift. One out. Here's Matthew Batten, who's against Wiles, hit into a force play and hit a slow roller in the right for a single. It was forced out by Rosario in the fifth. Anyway, Klobosits in that game pitches ball one, went an inning and two-thirds. And he was pitching in the ninth inning with the game tied at three. And after he struck out Rodriguez, Trace Thompson homered off of him. 1-0, and that's a strike. Splitter, 1-1. And Brett Sullivan hit a ground ball misplayed by Dermis Garcia for an error. And then C.J. Inosa homered to right center. He got the last two outs, but Vegas was down 6-3, and they lost 6-5. There's a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes on Matthew Batten hitting .315. No homers, eight batted in. 1-0 Las Vegas. We're in the top of inning number seven. Klobosits delivers. Fastball up and away. Ball two. 2-2. Lefty Aaron Brown gets up in the Las Vegas pen now. High fly ball to right. Playable. Barrera angling toward the line. He's got it. About 10 or 12 feet into fair ground. Two outs and a batter. Eggy Rosario, who's 0-3. Against Wiles, popped out, struck out, hit into a force play. Anyway, Klobosits went to Auburn. Washington didn't get him until the 36th round of 2017. He had a little bit of big league time last year with the Nationals. 11 games, 12 innings. 5.5 ERA with an 0-1 record. Pitches ball one. Fastball at 93 to Rosario. Rosario 3-19 in the series. Klobosits unravels and throws. And as a foul ball to the plate, a one-handed swing, strike one. It's 1-1. Clovis's dad, Michael, played baseball at Adelphia University. Here now is the 1-1 look as Rosario waits with that tightly coiled stance on the right side. Try to hold up on a low pitch. He went around. That was the splitter, and he could not hold up. 1-2. Righty Jordan Brink is up in the El Paso pen, while Aaron Brown, the southpaw, throws in the Las Vegas pen. Breeze blowing in from left. 1-2 to count. Another splitter, check swing. They appeal at first, no swing, says Chris Marco. 2-2 to count. Before he went to Auburn, Clovis had a couple of successful years pitching at Galveston Junior College in Texas. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. So Clovis works a 1-2-3 seventh inning and struts off the mound toward the first base dugout. And El Paso goes quietly. We're in the stretch half of the seventh inning in game five of a six-game series. Las Vegas 1, El Paso nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Aviator 1 requesting authorization for Taco Tuesday.
This week, your Las Vegas Aviators continue their back-to-back homestand as we battle the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. On Tuesday, Let's Fiesta with the Reyes de Plata. On Wednesday, it's Bark in the Park, sponsored by Subaru of Las Vegas. Enjoy $2 beers on Thursday. Then, the Aviators hit it out of the park on Friday and Saturday night, plus a day game on Sunday. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
A band called The Cure. Aviators and Chihuahuas trying to find the cure for each other. They've split the first four games in this game. Razor close. It was a dual shutout until Las Vegas pushed across the sixth inning run to lead 1-0. Tyler Higgins gave up that run on two hits. No walks, two strikeouts, and he gives way to the fourth El Paso pitcher, Righty Taylor, spelling it an unusual way, T-A-Y-L-E-R instead of O-R, the conventional spelling. Taylor Scott from South Africa, of all places. Well, he went to Notre Dame Prep in Scottsdale, drafted by the Cubs in the fifth round way back in 2011. Pitched in this league for Round Rock, Tacoma in his Mariners days as a strike on one, big league time with Seattle and Baltimore, and pitched in Japan and for Hiroshima in 2020. Taylor Scott, fastball up and away, 1-1 on Eric Thames. Thames also knows what it's like overseas, playing in Korea, Japan. This game is grounded out and flied out, 0-2. Scott delivers. Breaking ball grounded foul off the screen in front of the dugout. And Jason Hart over there to block it. 1-2. Taylor Scott is in his sixth game for El Paso, his second of this series. No record, a 4.15 ERA. 4 1/3 innings, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. 1-0 Las Vegas, bottom of the seventh. Thames batting fifth, followed by Jermis Garcia and then Dalton Kelly. Big bouncing ball to second base. Playing in shallow right is Batten because of the shift. And he handled that big bouncer and threw him out. One out for Garcia, who has singled and walked. It's been Westfall, Tyler Higgins, and Taylor Scott. Scott moved to the U.S. from South Africa in 2008, the year he began high school. Really good soccer player in Johannesburg. Fastball up and in, ball one. But he's always loved baseball, so he made the decision to move from his home country of South Africa to Arizona while he was in high school. Pitch is a little outside. 2-0 on Jermis Garcia. Las Vegas 1, El Paso nothing in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Garcia going for the downs, missed that pitch. Strike one, 2-1. Another swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes the count. June 8th, 2019, a big, big day for Taylor Scott. Became the first South African to pitch in the big leagues. Pitch just outside. 3-2 now on Jermis Garcia. The Brewers signed him back in July of 2016. And the Texas Rangers signed him in August of 2017. And the Mariners going into 2019. But midway through that year, the Orioles claimed him off waivers. And then went to Hiroshima, as I said. Garcia waves at a pitch and misses, and down he goes. Two down, the first time Jermis Garcia has been retired. Two outs, and here's Dalton Kelly, who has struck out and rolled into a 3-6-1 double play. Scott, fastball, curveball, changeup, his main pitches. And if you're wondering about his parents back in South Africa, you know, they did, and they, along with his sister, pitched ball one to Dalton Kelly. Hopped the first flight from home to see Taylor Scott's big league debut. There's a strike, 1-1. But that flight is a 24-hour haul from Johannesburg through Atlanta, then Anaheim. Talk about a trek. Oh. He had been promoted from Tacoma to fortify the Mariners bullpen. Pitch fouled away, 1-2. But he went 2 2/3. Allowed four hits, three runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. Pitch foul back. 1-2 it remains on Dalton Kelly. Got a little bit of an off-speed pitch that time. Anyway, Scott born in South Africa 30 years ago. 16 when he moved to the U.S. And here he is now in the San Diego organization. Pitch up and away, 2-2. Dalton Kelly, fastball missed at 94 miles an hour. Nobody on, two down, bottom of the seventh. Kelly takes a pitch in the dirt. It's 3-2. Kelly, 3 out of 14 in this series. He's walked four times. If he reaches, Nate Mondu will be next. Las Vegas 1, El Paso nothing. But maybe the seventh inning might be it for Klobosic with Aaron Brown. Brown's thrown a lot of pitches in the bullpen. I would assume he's ready. Here's the 3-2 on the way to Dalton Kelly. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Like a slider got him. And that's it. Scott works a 1-2-3 seventh inning. On to the eighth. Las Vegas 1, El Paso nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
With more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. We are here at Las Vegas Ballpark in a rare pitcher's duel. 1-0 Las Vegas to the eighth inning. A good outing by the massive right-hander Gabe Klobosits. One perfect inning, three up and three down with a strikeout tossed in. Starter Colin Wiles, the pitcher of record, six scoreless innings for him. Aaron Brown makes his sixth appearance of the season and his third of the series. Aaron has gone a total of two innings in the series. No runs, a hit, one walk, two strikeouts. He has no record on the season, a 6.75 ERA. Southern California native facing the 2-3-4 hitters starting with Taylor Colway. Fastball, strike at the knees, 0-1 at 93 miles an hour. Colway against Wiles, walked, grounded to short, grounded to third. Nomar Mazara on deck. Brown rocks, here he comes with the 0-1. Outside. Some cut on it at 87 miles an hour. One ball and one strike. Brown pitched briefly in the opener Tuesday. Pitch foul back. 1-2. He pitched two-thirds of an inning. Gave up one hit, not charged in any runs. Here's the pitch. Slow breaking ball. Chased and missed. Strike three. Langoliers picks it up out of the dirt and lobs it down to Thames to complete the strikeout. It goes 2-3. Langoliers with the assist. Thames with a putout. One out for Nomar Mazara. Ground ball single to right. And two ground balls to Eric Thames. So he's pulled everything on the ground so far, and he's 1-for-3 to show for it. Jojo Ramon Liriano rehabbing would be out after seven, and that's exactly what happened. He was in center field. So this is the change. Luis Barrera moves from right to center. Pitch in the dirt, ball one to Mazara. And Vince Fernandez comes off the bench to finish up in right. And if you're scoring, put Fernandez in Laureano's spot, which is the number two spot in the order. Top of the eighth, 1-0 Las Vegas. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Nomar Mazara. Slider swung on and missed. Good pitch. One ball and one strike to count. Anyway, Brown also pitched in game three. That was El Paso's 6-5 win. High fly ball to left field. Playable. And Dalton Kelly in there to grab that one. Angle toward the line. Check that, Buddy Reed. Begging your pardon. Buddy Reed is in left field. So they got a whole new deal here. Kelly out of the game. Reed is in left. Barrera in center. And Fernandez in the right.
First pitchman number 10.
Begging your pardon. So there you go. Two outs, and here is Rodriguez. Fly to left, singled, an infield single. Then he doubled the right center. He's 2-for-3. Brown's pitch. Fastball foul back, strike one, 0-1. Anyway, in that game on Thursday, Brown went an inning and a third. Charge of no runs, hits a walk and two strikeouts. Here's the 0-1 to Rodriguez. Inside, 1-1. All right, we told you it was a good crowd. This is how good it was. It is 8,108. Yeah. Pitchers dueled indeed. 1-0 Las Vegas. The 1-1. Rodriguez swings and misses at a fastball. Brown reached back and got it in there at 94. One ball and one strike to count. So this is his third appearance in the series, and Brown has not faced Rodriguez until now. And Rodriguez 2-for-3, hitting 203. He swings and misses. That pitch was hopelessly up and away, and he got out the fishing pole and missed it. Brown throws a perfect eighth with a couple of strikeouts mixed in. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It remains Las Vegas 1, El Paso nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back. All right, 1-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nate Mondu ticks low from the South African righty Taylor Scott. Ball one. Scott worked a 1-2-3 seventh. Mondu's fly to right, fly to center. Bikina is on deck. The number nine hitter pitch inside with a fastball, 2-0. Then you've got Barrera, who the right fielder turns center fielder after that. 2-0. Mondu trying to extend a six-game hitting streak. The pitch misses. 3-0. You're wondering, El Paso has not been shut out this year. They've had three losses where they've only scored one run, but they've not been shut out. Bottom of the eighth, 1-0 Vegas. There's a strike, 3-1 on Nate Mondu. Ray Kerr, hard-throwing lefty, got called up by the Padres. Pitch foul back out of play, 3-2. Scott's other appearance was game three. El Paso won that one 6-5. There's a call, third strike to Mondu. 86 miles an hour, one out for Bikina. So Scott came back from a 3-0 count to strike him out. He's faced four men, struck out three in a row. One out for Bikina. Marty has singled and struck out. Anyway, in the bottom of the ninth, when Vegas turned it from a 6-3 game into a 6-5 game, Scott came in, walked Dermis Garcia. This is a strike 0-1. And in, struck out Dalton Kelly on three pitches. The last pitch, a breaking ball. Was it called strike three? The pitch to Bikina's another strike. 0-2 to Marty. The next one. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pitch down and away. That's four straight strikeouts for Taylor Scott. Who does he think he is? Michael King? Two down, and here's Barrera. Luis has walked him and caught stealing flight out. Then, this is key. He came to bat in the sixth inning in a 0-0 tie. One out, nobody on. Reached out and poked one inside the foul line for a double and eventually scored on a ball hit by Bimal Machin. The only run of the game. Fastball strike, 0-1. Boy, Scott racking him up. 27 pitches, 17 strikes so far. Pitch is up and away, 1-1. Barrera reaches. Vince Fernandez will get an at bat. He's on deck. Took over in right field when they made those changes. Laureano came out of the game. Parker Markell throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Here's the 1-1 to Luis Barrera. He takes it low. Breaking ball. Ball two. 2-1. One run, four hits, no errors for Las Vegas. No runs, five hits, no errors for El Paso. Scott reading Sullivan. The outfield shifting him the opposite way. And Barrera takes a knee-high strike, and it's 2-2. When El Paso bats in the ninth, It'll be Trace Thompson, the number five hitter, C.J. Inosa, and Brett Sullivan. 2-2. Foul back. Got a little piece of that 94-mile-an-hour pitch. Still 2-2. Jordan Brink, who was throwing earlier in the El Paso pen, continues to heat up just in case. 2-2. Barrera's asking for time. You know, other than the run that they scored, the Aviators haven't had anybody pass first base. El Paso, for their part, has only had two men pass first base. As a ball hit sharply but fouled outside there. Off the Ted Weens rolled up tarpaulin. And down the line it goes. Trace Thompson is over to pick it up. Underhands it. The fan in the front row who leans over and grabs that one. Nice late souvenir in this game. 2-2. On Barrera. Two outs. Nobody on. The pitch. A slow bounding ball foul toward the first base dugout. 2-2 still. Matinee baseball tomorrow. The weatherman says it's going to be beautiful. Hope you'll be out here. Chopper fouled outside first again. Two and two on Luis Barrera. Luis now at 370. Pitch is low. Fastball at 94, and he's gone all the way. 3-2. On Luis Barrera, Westfall, Kyle Tyler, Tyler Higgins, Taylor Scott. Pitch is down and in. Ball four. That's a good at-bat by Barrera. And now we'll see if they want to cut Barrera loose in a 1-0 game in the ninth. Luis was thrown out by Sullivan on a close play in the first inning. He has two steals and the one caught stealing this season. And Brett Sullivan walking out to the mound. The pitching coach, Tom McCarthy, makes his first visit of the night. The batter is Vince Fernandez. This is his first plate appearance of the night.
Surely you can't be serious. I am serious. And don't call me short.
All right, that conference is over. Fernandez in 22 at bats, 227, one homer, two batted in. Fernandez in the series, 1 out of 7 with 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. Threw right by him. Strike one. Fernandez. 6'3", 210, 26 years old from Livermore, California. Richmond last year, 229, 14 homers, 43. Batted in. Barrera does not have a big lead, but he gets a throw anyway. He's back in a push-up position over at first. So it looks very much like it'll be Parker Markell to try to close it out. 0-1 on Vince Fernandez. Machin would be next. Pitches up and away. Fastball at 93. So Fernandez has seen back-to-back fastballs. It's a one ball, one strike count. Now the look in the pitch. There's a chopper fouled off Fernandez's foot. The ball rolling out toward the second baseman, Batten. One ball and two strikes is the count now. Fernandez played the entire game last night in right field, batted fifth, and was 1-for-4 with a single. Still taking his time. A little professional courtesy there. The plate umpire, Alex Tosi, knows that Fernandez needs time after fouling up all off his right foot. So Shane Zadibi got out there to take a look at him, and here's Fran Reardon walking in from third to make sure Fernandez is okay. One ball and two strikes. Reardon standing there, hands on his hips, asking Fernandez how he is. One ball and two strikes, the count. If you're wondering, before we get to the ninth inning, the Aviators have not recorded a shutout yet this year, but they have a chance. 1-0 Vegas, two outs, bottom of the eighth. All right, Fernandez says he's good to go. They're giving him the gap in right center. Liberato shifted toward left center from his center field position. The stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Slider down below the knees. 2-2, 85 miles an hour. Two balls and two strikes at Vince Fernandez. Wind has not been a factor in this one. Barrera walks off first. Scott, standing tall, collects the sign of Sullivan, okays this one from the belt. The 2-2 pitch to Fernandez. Breaking ball up and away. 3-2. So now Barrera, a very important insurance run in this game, will be motoring on this pitch with a 3-2 count of two down. A crowd of over 8,100 is being asked to make some noise by the giant scoreboard in left center field. 3-2 stretch. Barrera leads. Barrera goes. Breaking ball, hammer to right field, hook in toward the corner. The ball bounces and goes up against the wall, chased by Mazzara. Here comes Barrera, flying around third. He scores in a double by Fernandez. It's 2-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the eighth inning. Never easy to come off the bench cold, and Fernandez, because it was a full count, he had an idea what Taylor Scott was doing, and Barrera, who runs well anyway, had the advantage of running. He scored easily, and Fernandez barreled up and hit a hard double to right between Mazzara and the foul line. Now Sandberg, the El Paso manager, is going to pull Scott. So Scott was a strike away from finishing the inning down 1-0. Now it's 2-0. Each side has five hits. Scott's going to leave. The pitching change here in the bottom of the eighth. 2-0 Las Vegas at Las Vegas Ballpark. More action after this.
Steiner's, the new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Hey, we're back. Leonard Skinner here, bottom of the eighth, 2-0. Las Vegas. Vegas trying to go up 3-2 in this 6-game series. They're dividing the first 4 games at El Paso. Jordan Brink, who has no record in 5 games, an ERA over 11, 7 1/3 innings. He's given up 2 homers, walked 3, struck out 11. Brink making his second appearance in the series. He inherits Vince Fernandez at second, and the batter Machin, 1-for-3 with an RBI infield single. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That comes in low ball 1. Brink, born in Fresno, went to Fresno State. Cubs drafted him back in 2014. This is Brink's second appearance. Remember game 2 when the Aviators won 12-5 of that 9-run 7th? Brink went 1/3 of an inning in that game, allowed 2 hits and 2 walks and 5 earned runs. Here's the pitch. Fastball, a strike, the outside at 95, 1-1. Brink did not face Machin in that one. Ended up with 1 strikeout, the one out that he did record. So now, Machin trying to pick up Fernandez if he can. Shortstop Inoso right behind Fernandez off second to try to take a step away from him. The 1-1, that off-speed breaking ball is low. 2-1 on Vimel Machin. So, Taylor Scott, two-thirds of an inning. So far, one run on one hit, a walk, and two strikeouts. But that runner at second, Fernandez, belongs to him. 2-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the eighth. Here's a 2-1 to Machin. Brink kicks and delivers. Fastball a little low. 96 miles an hour. 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Machin at 327 with one homer, nine batted in. Counting as one tonight. Langoliers on deck. Brink with a sign from Sullivan. Left-handed batting, Machin waits. And the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 3-2. Fastball at 95. Machin didn't agree. Full count. Two down in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brink, the fifth El Paso pitcher, trying to put the lid on the bottom of the eighth. Now he stretches. Fernandez widens his lead off second with two outs. The payoff to Vimal Machin. Fastball, little down and away, ball four. Brink holds the glove up in front of his face. And the batter now is Shea Langoliers. Langoliers has struck out, grounded out, and struck out in this game. He's had a good series, 8 out of 20. Quiet tonight. Brink and Langoliers facing each other for the first time. Two on, two out, bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Fastball hits the outside corner for a strike. That's the fastest recorded pitch of the night by anybody. 97 miles an hour. 0-1. Fernandez off second. Machin off first. Both set to go in any kind of contact here with two outs. Here's an 0-1 to Langoliers. Brink. Set, throws. Fastball up and away at 96. 1-1. Get your tickets while they're hot. Nitro Circus is bringing their all-new tour to Las Vegas Ballpark July the 4th. You're not going to want to miss it. Tickets for the craziest show on earth are now on sale. Nitro Circus, bringing the good, bad, and rad to Las Vegas Ballpark this summer on the 4th of July. Langoliers looks at a strike. 1-2. Visit the LVBallpark.com, that site, to purchase tickets for that Nitro Circus. 2-0 Las Vegas, bottom of the eighth. Fernandez off second. Machin well off first. Brink with a 1-2 to Shea Langoliers, hitting 294. Line drive, base hit into right field. Fernandez being waved in. The ball juggled by Mazzara. So Fernandez will score without a throw. Las Vegas leads 3-0. We will never know if Mazzara would have thrown out Vince Fernandez. Mazzara's got a good arm, but he juggled the ball, and it was never in doubt once he juggled it. A run is charged to Taylor Scott, who gives up two runs earned in two-thirds of an inning. Although Higgins is still a pitcher of record. And now, here's Thames. He takes low ball one, 1-0. Langoliers had a bunch of hits early. He didn't get a hit yesterday and was quiet in this game until now. For Langoliers, his 11th RBI. Big shift on for Thames with batting the second baseman way out into shallow right. Fastball up and away at 97. It's 2-0. He's 20 feet out there at least. Grass. Machin off second. Langoliers off first. Everything happening here with two outs. The walk to Barrera, the double by Fernandez, the walk to Machin, the RBI single by Langoliers, the 2-0. High drive in a deep right center field, going way, way, way back, and that one is going to bounce and go all the way to the bullpen fence. In comes Machin. In comes Langoliers. Two-run double by Thames, and the Aviators have broken it open. They lead 5-0. Offense the Aviators have lacked.
Number 20,
Garcia.
Suddenly, they're making up for it. They led 1-0 entering the inning. They lead 5-0. Here's Dermis Garcia. This is low ball one. Ames, that was his last shot to extend his 8-game hitting streak, and he took advantage. His second double of the series, his 5th hit of the series. Here's the pitch. A little outside, 2-0. Well, Las Vegas now leads 5-0. A substantially more breathing room than they had a moment ago. And again, it began as quietly as an inning can begin. Mondu struck out. Pequeña struck out. Then Barrero walked. And Fernandez doubled him in. And now it's 5-0. Here's the pitch. That's low. 3-0 on Garcia. Dalton Kelly on deck. Five straight men have reached, and 4 of them have scored. Thames. He's got his 5th double of the year. Now has 10 RBIs for the season. Pitch up and away. Garcia draws a 4th pitch walk. He's the 6th straight man to reach in this inning. Walks to Barrera, Machin, and now Garcia. Doubles by Fernandez and Thames, and the single by Langley.
Buddy Reed.
Tom McCarthy out there, the pitching coach, to settle in Brink, who has given up a walk, a single, a double, and a walk since coming in. And here's Dalton Kelly, who's the 9th man to bat in the inning. 0 for 3, struck out, hit into a double play, and struck out again. Brink faced Kelly on Wednesday night, and he walked him. Now they're going to face each other again. Now, Buddy Reed, begging your pardon. It was Reed who took over for Kelly. This is Buddy Reed's first at bat, finishing up in left field for Kelly, who was 0 for 3. Buddy stands in. Pitch in the dirt. Good save there by Sullivan. Ball 1, 1-0. Reed hitting 229. No homers and 1 run batted in. Buddy last night played center field, was 1 for 3 with a single and a walk. He is 4 for 14 in this series. Two on, two out, the 1-0. Fastball inside, ball 2. 2-2. Reed was the only man that Brink retired when he pitched on Wednesday. Struck him out swinging. And now the two men face off again. Thames at second, Garcia at first. Here's the 2-0 to Buddy Reed. Brink kicks, here he comes. Line drive foul outside first. He hooked that one. He's out in front of that 93-mile-an-hour pitch. 2-1. Thames heads back to second. Walking back to first is Dermis Garcia. On deck, the man who began the inning by striking out, Nate Mondu. Well, most of the crowd has stuck around, and the ones who have seen this four-run eighth inning unfold. Pop fly, shallow center, Inos, so racing out, and he reaches, and he makes the catch, over-the-shoulder catch as he went crumpling to the ground. Wow, that's a tough play. Whoa, boy. Excellent play by Inosa on that little flare in the shallow center. But Las Vegas gets some needed insurance as they bat around in the eighth. Everything happening with two outs. They score 4 runs on 3 hits. No errors. They lead 2 on base. To the 9th inning, Las Vegas 5, El Paso nothing.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a 6-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. 5-0 Vegas now, thanks to a four-run eighth inning. All the runs scoring with two outs. Parker Markell comes in now to try to seal the deal. Aaron Brown went an inning, allowed nothing, struck out two, retiring all three. Pitches outside, ball one. Markell off to a really good start this year, facing Trace Thompson, 0-for-3 in the game. So, Wiles with six. Klobis hits with one. Brown with one. And now Markell trying to complete the game and the shutout if he can get it. Fastball at 95, swung on a miss, 1-1. Markell's had the best numbers of anybody in the bullpen, 3-0 with an ERA of 0, and this is his seventh appearance, 6 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. The pitch, fastball up and in at 94, ball 2, 2-1 on Thompson. CJ Inosa, the shortstop, is on deck. So you have two righties to start the inning, then the left-hand hitting catcher Brett Sullivan, 5-0 Las Vegas. They've out-hit El Paso 7-5. Markell, number 30. Get set, the pitch. Line drive into left center field. That's a base hit toward the gap. Buddy Reed slides and tries to stop it and boots it, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. So Barrera has to get it. Racing third is Thompson, and Thompson is in there. We'll see how they score that. Machin jumped for it, but it was hopelessly over his head. Buddy Reed went into a slide, and it looked like the ball hit his shoe, and it deflected to the fence. It's going to be a single and a two-base error. Single E7, putting Thompson at third, nobody out. So Las Vegas leads 5-0. Certainly, it would appear that the shutout is in jeopardy here, as Inosa bats with Thompson at third and nobody out. Pitch is outside, ball one. He's flied to center and fly to right and walked against Wiles. Didn't face Klobis hits or Brown. Now Parker Markell. The 1-0. And the off-speed breaking ball outside, ball two. It is 2-0. Markell, warning number 30, has a look at third as he goes to a stretch. And the pitch. Fastball strike. It's 2-1. Markell, 6'4", 227 pounds, 31 years old. In the Phoenix suburb of Peoria, he pitched for El Paso last year, 3-2 with a 4.42 ERA in 41 games. Pitch foul back. 2-2 on CJ Inosa. Markell pitched in the opener and got the win. He was the beneficiary of the Barrera walk-off. Breaking ball down and away. It's 3-2 now. And he walked Matthew Batten, and then Rosario flied out. And then Camposano grounded to a double play. In the bottom of the inning, but Luis Barrera hit the home run. 3-2. Off third base, Thompson with nobody out. There's a high fly ball to right toward the corner. Fernandez giving chase. Fernandez goes out of room. Went up against that wall in foul territory. 3-2 it remains on CJ Inosa, hitting 245 with a home run, 5 batted in. Well, now that rally by the Aviators in the eighth looking much bigger. Now that Thompson is standing at third base and nobody out. Here's the 3-2 on the way. Fastball, foul back out of play at 94. Still 3-2, Parker Markell. Three, two count. Big righty gets set. Thompson off third, nobody out. And another fastball foul back out of play. Still 3-2. Markell pitched three times in the opening series against Reno. Three scoreless innings total. Pitched twice in Salt Lake, 2 1/3 hitless innings. Now here he is with a 3-2 to Inosa again. Line drive deep toward the right field corner, slicing, and that is a foul ball. Fernandez in pursuit, but it's fouled anyway. 3-2 still. Brett Sullivan waits his turn on deck. Markell gets a new ball now from Alex Tosi. Markell from Newport Beach. Tampa Bay drafted him back in 2010 out of Yavapai Junior College in Arizona. The 3-2. Pop fly, right center. Moving in for it is Barrera. Luis is there. He's got it. And there's going to be no advancement by Thompson. The ball not hit deep enough. Luis slings it into Thames, who cuts it off between the mound and first base. One out. Well, Markell wins that lengthy battle with Inosa. So here's Sullivan. Number against 16, Wiles, he grounded out, flied out, and struck out. Sullivan. But Markell, because he's been around, but you look at where he's been, it's almost a matter of where he hasn't been. Hudson Valley, Bowling Green, Charlotte, Montgomery, Charlotte again, AAA Durham, Montgomery, Durham again in 2016, Montgomery, Indianapolis, Tacoma. Pitch is a little inside, ball one. It was with the Rainiers in 2019, 2-0 with eight saves and a 2.6 ERA. Mariners called him up briefly that year for just 4 2/3 innings. Here's the 1-0 to Brett Sullivan. He takes an off-speed breaking ball low, 2-0. And last year, mentioned the El Paso numbers, 3-2, 4.42 ERA. To Mountain Ridge High School in Arizona in 09. Here's the 2-0 to Sullivan. Markell, a high set up around his cheek, and the 2-0. Fastball, high fly ball to deep right. Fernandez goes all the way back, and it is gone. And those four runs that Vegas scored in the eighth are looking much, much bigger now. Brett Sullivan teed off on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he hits a two-run home run, and there'll be no shutout tonight. The Aviators' lead is now 5-2 with one out in the ninth inning. And the batter's going to be Luis Liberato. So Parker Markell had not given up an earned run, but all good things must end. And now you forget the shutout and just go for the win. Liberato has singled and struck out against Wiles, and against Klobosich, he grounded out, opening up the seventh inning. Markell's pitch. Slider in the dirt, ball one. It's 1-0. Bemel Machin playing in tight at third, blows a big bubble. Here's the 1-0. Fastball a little inside at 94. 1-1 on Liberato, hitting 200 with a pair of homers, three batted in. Matthew Batten is on deck. 5-2 Las Vegas, each team with seven hits. Crowd suddenly a lot quieter than it was a moment ago, the 2-0. That's down the middle for a strike, 93 miles an hour, 2-1. But Markell's been all over the place, as I said. Tampa, Mariners organization, Pirates, Angels, Padres, and now Oakland. Pitches outside at 94, 3-1 on Liberato. Markell looks straight down, wearing number 30, checks Langoliers for a sign. Here's a 3-1 to Luis Liberato. Fastball, foul back out of play, 93 miles an hour. 3 and 2 to count. Markell's at 22 pitches, a dozen strikes. It's the most pitches he's thrown in an outing yet. He threw 22 in one game against Reno. Here's the 3-2 coming to Liberato. Markell delivers. That's low. Ball four. Now suddenly things get a little interesting. Matthew Batten is coming up. He's 1-for-3. Batten is going to come to the plate. And as Batten gets set to settle in at home plate, Eggy Rosario is out on deck representing the tying run. So that brings pitching coach Steve Conley out to try to settle in Parker Markell. And they're buzzing around in the Aviators bullpen. Somebody else is going to start throwing, I believe. Austin Pruitt is starting to throw in the bullpen now. So Markell, given a 5-0 lead, gave up the single to Thompson. And also flied out. And Sullivan the home run. And then the walk to Liberato on the 3-2. Here is Batten. Breaking ball. That one spins in there for a strike. Good first pitch. 0-1. For Sullivan, it's his first homer of the year. RBI's 4-5. Off first is Liberato. The pitch. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed. So he's throwing two breaking balls to Batten. That one came in at 82. Down and away, but he chased it. So he's got a two-strike advantage now with Rosario on deck. Markell with a sign from Langoliers. Here's the strike two pitched to Matthew Batten. Bounding ball over the mound. It is charged by Mondu, who picks it up and throws too late. And what do you know? The tying run is going to come to the plate in the ninth inning with only one out. I told you, Batten can run, and he just flat out beat that out.
Third baseman, number 20, Eggy
Rosario. Close play, but he was definitely safe. So Liberato is at second. It's a chopper over the mound, and it was a do-or-die effort by Mondu. He did everything he could. So now the pulses begin to quicken a little bit in the Vegas dugout. Here's Rosario 0-for-4. The infield will play for two, and the pitch is ball one. 1-0. Markell pitching with Liberato at second, Batten at first, one out, ninth inning. Las Vegas 5-0 lead is now 5-2. Rosario hitting just 185, 3-for-20 in the series. The pitch, breaking ball, strike, and it's 1-1. Markell faced Rosario once earlier in the series and got him to fly out to right in a heavy wind. Two on, one out, ninth inning, the 1-1. He takes it right down Broadway. Fastball at 94, 1-2. Rosario looking straight down. Ring number 29 steadies his helmet. Slightly open stance on the right side. Liberato at second, Batten at first, one out. Ninth inning, 5-2, Las Vegas. Markell with a 1-2 stretch and the pitch. Slider swung on and missed. Strike three. Good pitch. Two down. Now it's up to Taylor Colway.
Number 20, Taylor Colway.
This is the first time these two have faced each other. Colway tonight has walked, grounded to short, grounded to third, and last to bat struck out against Aaron Brown on a pitch in the dirt. He's hitting 259. Left-handed batter with one homer, five batted in. The pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. Good breaking ball. Spun right in there. Oh and one. He's 4-for-15 in the series. Fastball outside, ball one. 1-1 on Colway. Las Vegas in a scoreless tie, got one in the sixth and four in the eighth. And El Paso quiet until the ninth. Two runs in, two men on, two men out. Colway waiting the stretch, and Markell delivers. High foul outside third, and here comes Machin reaching, and he caught it. He got it, and the game ends on an excellent play by V-Mal Machin. He went to the near portion of the Ted Weins rolled-up tarpaulin right by the first row, reached and caught it. He had just enough room to make that catch. I'm just watching on the TV replay here. We see what kind of an angle we get. Machin had just enough room. He reached into the first row to backhand it. And Las Vegas hangs on and wins it 5-2. And they're up 3-2 in the series with one game in hand. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Greetings, mortals. I am Pointsephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Aviators, another close one, and they hang on, and they beat El Paso by a score of 5-2. Las Vegas is now 9-8, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, leaving 5. El Paso is now 8-9 and 2-3 in this series. They got 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors, leaving 9 men on base. The winning pitcher is starter Colin Wiles, who goes to 2-1, and the loss for Tyler Higgins, he's 0-2 on the year. Brent Sullivan hit a two-run home run his first of the year in the ninth. That was the only home run in this ballgame. A crowd of 8,108 paid to see it. The biggest crowd of the homestand so far. 2 hours, 37 minutes, the time of the game. On a postgame show brought to you by Hash House of Go-Go, we'll look at this game more closely and get you updated on all the Major League and Pacific Coast League scores as well. Coming up right after these words.
America First Credit Union. The only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Out, and they're rather pleased with the result here. Las Vegas involved in a 0-0 game after 5.5, 1-0 Vegas into the bottom of the eighth, 5-0 Vegas in the ninth, and it became a little bit of nervous time as El Paso got two runs and had the tying run at the plate when they finally were defeated, and the last out came. Las Vegas wins it by a score of 5-2. In this one, again, a great pitcher's duel. Early lefty Luke Westfall picking up right where Brian Weathers had left off yesterday as the El Paso starter. And for Las Vegas, Colin Wiles, 6 scoreless innings. And he got his second win going to 2-1. But don't forget the relief work by Gabe Klobosich and Aaron Brown. And then Parker Markell eventually got the last out on a tremendous play by Vimal Machin on the foul ball by Colway with Nomar Mazara on deck. And he went right to the Ted Weins rolled up tarpaulin. He reached into the first row to catch it. And that's how the game ended. Las Vegas won it by a score of 5-2, and some good defensive plays also by the Aviators as well. And they broke open the 1-0 game with a 4-run eighth, and it turns out they needed some of those runs when El Paso made the threat, putting up a deuce in the ninth inning. When I come back, we'll take a look at the scores in the Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues when the Hash House A-Go-Go postgame show continues right after this.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here.
I held on to those.
And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
Oh, these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Most of the fans gone here now, but quite a game. The Aviators winning by a 5-2 count. And we'll check the scores in the Hash House A-Go-Go scoreboard. First in the Pacific Coast League, Round Rock beat Albuquerque earlier 6-2. Reno held off Salt Lake. That was a 5-4 final in Reno. In other games, Sugar Land, a win on the road in Tacoma by a final score 4-2. And Sacramento dominating at home over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. That final was 12-1. And in the meantime, we'll shift our attention to the Major League scores now. In Seattle, bottom of the eighth, Kansas City and the Mariners are tied at 7. Earlier, San Francisco defeated the Nationals 5-2. Yankees, a 5-4 winner at home over Cleveland. The Tigers and Rockies split 2. Tigers won 13-0, and the Rockies won the other game 3-2. The Cubs got 23 hits at Wrigley and steamrolled the Pirates 21-0. It was Minnesota over the White Sox 9-2. Milwaukee defeated Philadelphia 5-3. Texas shut out Oakland. That was a 2-0 final. St. Louis blanked the Reds 5-0. It was Toronto 3 and Houston 2 that final. In 10 innings in Tampa, the Rays got by the Boston Red Sox. That was a 3-2 final there. Marlins outlasted Atlanta 9-7. The Diamondbacks defeated the Mets 5-2 in Phoenix in 10 innings. San Diego defeated the Dodgers 3-2. And Baltimore topped the Angels earlier in Anaheim by a final of 5-4. I'll be back with a little bit more to wrap things up with Las Vegas Ballpark right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Machine off second, Langoliers off first. Everything happening here with two outs. The walk to Barrera, the double by Fernandez, the walk to Machine, the RBI single by Langoliers, the 2-0. High drive in a deep right center field, going way, way, way back, and that one is going to bounce and go all the way to the bullpen fence. In comes Machine. In comes Langoliers. Two-run double by Thames, and the Aviators have broken it open. They lead 5-0. Yeah, one of the key hits in the game certainly right there as Las Vegas goes on to win over El Paso 5-2. Tomorrow, Las Vegas will try to make it 4 wins in 6 games in the series. And if they do, it'll be their first series in which they've won. Remember, they split 6 against Reno here to open the season. Then they went to Salt Lake for their first road trip of the year and split 6 there. Now, if El Paso wins, it'll be another Splitsville, not only for Las Vegas, but for El Paso, because right now Vegas is 9-8, El Paso's 8-9. The Chihuahuas will try for a win tomorrow to get the split. 12:05 first pitch on Little League Day here at Las Vegas Ballpark. 11:50 pregame on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Two lefties. Zach Logue, who got a win for Oakland the other day with a good inning and a third performance, made a couple of starts for Vegas earlier, and he'll get the start. No record of 5-4 ERA for the Aviators. And Aaron Leisher, a left-hander who's 1-0 with a 5.84 ERA and has pitched once in relief in this series for the El Paso team. He will get the start. In fact, when Clevenger pitched on rehab, Leisher was the one who worked as a piggyback man in relief. He would have been his start, but he'll get the start tomorrow, concluding the 6-game series. And the Aviators hope you will join us. A good crowd tonight. And for the Aviators, it should be, according to the weatherman, a very nice day game, a very nice weather for the day game tomorrow. And we hope you will join us for that one. My thanks to Joseph, the studio producer back at Lotus, for his help this evening. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. In the meantime, for Matt Nevereth, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark. where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated El Paso 5-2. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
None that I can really think of right now, but I'll think of something.
I think I've got one for my neighbor this morning. Tried to talk me into something, producer Austin.
Again?
Yeah, I think I got a man card violation for him again tomorrow. He's piling them up. Going for the all-time record here. All right, we'll be back on again tomorrow, 6 to 10 Pacific time, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the East Coast, all up and down the Sports Map Radio Network.
Wake up with the Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on Raider Nation Radio 920 a.m. KRLV Las Vegas.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are five product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait. I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention.